Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Dee Lynam. Thanks to Eitan for the handoff. I'm going to let Eitan keep those soft sports moments to he and his crew, but I have to tell you, I did go and look at that video, and it is amazing what people will do in a moment of frustration and the extreme that they will go. And that poor officer, he had to respond because what if something bad had happened? But really, calling on a pick set in a pickup game, you can't figure that out. And you are longtime acquaintances. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, so because you know I love my golf, and it's a big golf weekend, the Open taking place at Carnoustie, which today was Carnoustie for many, including Tiger Woods, who shot a 66 and is five back, or he's minus five, four back of the leaders. His first time he has shot in the 60s in a major since 2011 at the Masters, which is remarkable. It's been a long, long time. And so part of what I thought we could talk about is when a person who has been so dominant or was so dominant in their sport for a really, really long time. I mean, the Tiger and Sundays were, I mean, that's what you saw. It was red shirts and fist pumps. And I do believe, though, if I heard the announcers correct, he had all of his major wins. He has been in the lead heading into that final round. So this would be different territory if, in fact, he was able to pull something off on Sunday. The weather is going to change over there, supposedly. Obviously, with the numbers they put up today, which there were nine rounds of 66 or less. Nine rounds of that. I believe that was the number. And that had only happened 10 times in like 2,700 rounds at Carnoustie before that. But anyhow, weather is changing. You could see that the wind was picking up as the final two were coming into 18. So it will make it more true to that course and its difficulties going into Sunday. But back to Tiger, because it has been a long time since he has been in this position, and it was once the position he always was in. It made me think back to last weekend when Serena Williams had made it to the final of Wimbledon, and she had been so dominant, and the only reason now is because she was coming back from having her first child, and there were a lot of complications, and the fact that she was even in the Wimbledon final. Do you pull for these people? Do you like seeing you know, they're pushed to try to get back to a great spot? Or do you like seeing when, you know, these younger people who have challenged them in the past and couldn't beat them, do you like that, you know, maybe they're the favorites in these situations? And for Tiger, obviously Spieth and Kisner, those guys, Spieth is the defending champ, you know, won at Royal Birkdale last year. He's 9-under now. He had an amazing final five holes a year ago to win at Royal Birkdale. This would be his fourth major. So, or does the fact that Tiger always drew people in to watch certainly the majors, if not golf in general. And does the fact that he's in contention, is he still that draw from a TV perspective that you want to turn it on and see what he can do come Sunday at Carnoustie? So we could talk a little golf because it is raining outside and the Phillies have been canceled, but they are rescheduled to have that game two of the Padres series quickly. They will have a split admission doubleheader tomorrow. So the originally scheduled Sunday game will still be the first game, but instead it will start at 12:05. And then this rescheduled rained out game of this evening will be at 6:05 down at Citizens Bank Park. And it's a shame because I was actually going to maybe talk a little about, because they were supposed to play at 7:05 tonight, the fact that they have the second best record in the National League, and they have the best home record in the National League at 31-16. So I was curious, do they want to go down there and watch them right now? I mean, they are making this push towards the postseason. They are playing good baseball. Will you want to, after this Padres series ends, are you interested in going down to see the Dodgers and Manny Machado and maybe having a nice warm welcome for him that would influence his offseason decisions of where he would want to play a year from now? So anyhow, if you have Phillies chatter. We can talk about that and what you think the second half of their season will look like. They started it off well with last night's 11-5 win. Arrieta did not have his great stuff, but certainly the bullpen helped him out. Six guys combining for 5 2/3 of scoreless innings. And then Eitan was talking a little about the Eagles and that camp opens in 5 days. There isn't really a pressing storyline, or if there is for you, I'd be curious. And because I have this feeling that training camp could very well be, you hate to say this when they're Super Bowl defending champs, but could be boring. You know, it could be just status quo. People are getting healthy. They're doing the right things. And there's no real pressing need. And usually when training camp kind of draws the storylines that, is there a problem? Is there not enough depth? Where maybe somebody's unhappy? But there just isn't that, because it still feels good to be a team that won the Super Bowl last winter. So, but camp does open in 5 days, and the press for repeat will begin. And then, like, the little outside thing, I got a notice. You get these notices always on Facebook that, you know, 1 year ago today, I must have posted a picture of something, or 3 years ago. Today was the first time I ever saw something. Twitter says I've been on Twitter for 9 years, which part of me thought that seems long. And then the other part of me said, what did I do for information before Twitter was out there? So I ask you, how has social media changed how you get news and participate in news? And I prefer sports. I know there's a lot of other news that comes across these that we all pay attention to. But from a sports perspective, and is it mostly Twitter or Instagram? I'm a huge Instagram person, partly because I love photos. But there's a lot of stories that are told on Instagram as well. So Snapchat for me was a short-lived social media endeavor, and I don't know for others. I know it was, it kind of seems to me Instagram stories have taken that over, but I could be wrong on that. And who are people that you not just like to follow, like the Joel Embiids, I get that, but who are people that you go to social media for information, and how has it changed? Like, the information you get, who do you trust and why do you trust them? And what, how has it changed? Maybe, like, I bought a newspaper yesterday for the first time in a long time. First of all, I could not believe what it cost. That's how long it's been since I bought it. It cost me $2 for a local newspaper. And I said to myself, did I need to buy that? But, you know, do you click on articles? Do you read that way? I tried to read a preview of a game the other day, and I go and I see, and you can see, like, details of where it's being played, but there was no preview. And the preview was simply conversation. So people get on and just start chatting about what the game might turn out and look like. But there was no preview by somebody who covers the teams saying what's going to, you know, here's stuff to look for. So I thought that's interesting. It's kind of shifted. Social media, one, is a whole lot more about conversation. What you think, what I think. I'm not a big conversation person on social media, because I think when you can't hear somebody, it can get difficult. And then the other thing is video. People much rather hear stuff or hear two people talking as opposed to reading an article. But I still like to read, and I do click. If I see a Twitter headline, I'll click and definitely go through to see what they're sharing and what the information is. So lines are open, 610-632-0975. And obviously, you know me, I always love NBA chatter. It was the end of the week, so if there was anything about the NBA trades that took place, didn't take place for the Sixers or not. I did see where DeMar DeRozan, shortly before I came in here, went back to Instagram after he had kind of gone off the deep end when he was traded to San Antonio, and he got back on and had a really nice Instagram message to Toronto. I didn't realize when he went there, he was only 19 years old and obviously played 9 seasons. So he was a 19-year-old kid who leaves a 28-year-old man, had a great, great career there. And I think a lot of people don't want to go to Canada for a number of reasons to play, but he certainly seemed to enjoy every part of that. And I think his initial being traded was that he felt, I don't want to say disrespected, but not as wanted as he wished he had. I did take a little exception, and correct me if you guys think I'm wrong, that he said there is no loyalty in this league. But I think what he needs to remember is the loyalty is a two-way street. There are plenty of players who leave teams that wish they would stay, i.e. LeBron James just went to the Lakers. Paul George, he did stay with the team that he was with. Or how about even with the Sixers, Bielitsa, his choice to not come through and stay with them after they had offered him the $4.4 million. He decides he wants to go back to Europe, and now all of a sudden he's going to be with the Sacramento Kings. So loyalty is a two-way street. It doesn't always work out for either a team or a player. It is business also, and those are things that you hope that both sides keep in mind. But I think after a couple of days, DeMar DeRozan realized that, and so here we go. All right, we'll go to the phones, and we will join Steven in North Philly. Steven, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, first time, long time. So looking ahead to the future towards the trade deadline, where do you have the Portland Trail Blazers in terms of the standings?
On this very day?
No, where do you expect them to be towards the trade deadline?
Oh, towards the trade deadline. Let's see, I had the odds out yesterday, and I believe they were fourth.
Really?
Fourth in the West.
Fourth in the West. Yeah, I have them falling a bit. I have them possibly at even the 10th seed.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, do you think they'd be sellers towards the trade deadline? Because I don't think that core, I think they're kind of capped out like the Raptors were. I think the Blazers may be looking to make a move towards the trade deadline.
Well, first of all, it's about 6 months away. I think they'll see how the West is shaking out. Before you would do that, I think if everybody takes a look inside at the trade deadline, those who feel they're in contention to make a real push in their conference look to say, do I need a piece similar to, and I know it wasn't the Sixers last year when you pick up Ilyasova and a Bellinelli, you know, that works out well as you're moving forward and you have a great end to your regular season. Or if you were the Atlanta Hawks last year, you were sellers because they had to, let's just break this down and start over. And now their process is starting all over with a new coach as well. So I think that the Trailblazers will look at where they are at that point. I mean, obviously, we know where Golden State should be. They're predicted to win 64, 65 games. And the Lakers are expected to make a big push. They had them winning 50 games, which I thought seemed a little high. But it says the value of who LeBron James and making 8 straight finals, what he is to any team. So I think it's 6 months away, and it really will be a long matter of time before you even look at that.
Yeah, I was just looking ahead, but with the whole star hunting thing, I kind of have hopes for CJ McCollum. So I'm just thinking with how strong the West is and with how many of the teams towards the bottom are looking to compete this year. I think Portland's due for a fall off.
This is my thing, and this is just D in July. I would say that the Sixers will be more interested in waiting for next year's free agency with their cap space than to make a drastic move in February.
I guess what you're saying.
I mean, again, it'll depend where they are, but if they're where they think they are, they're going to be either, you know, 1, 2, or 3, hopefully in the Eastern Conference, and they'll take their chances with where they're going as opposed to giving up pieces at that time and trying to work somebody in. I just don't see it.
I just thought the Chandler move was really try to get more, like, obviously, you know, you pick up the draft pick, but also that salary is a great salary. It's salary filler for any potential trade. That's where I thought.
Meaning Wilson Chandler's.
Yeah, meaning Wilson Chandler. Yeah, I mean, he's at what, 1 year, $12 million?
Correct.
Yeah, I think, you know, you put him in and maybe a couple developmental pieces, maybe a Korkmaz, maybe even like a Landry Shamet, and then you maybe be able to get that deal done, especially if Portland's looking to make a move at the deadline.
I am going to say this, that their development pieces are, you know, they're dwindling at this point. They obviously got rid of 3 in a matter of a couple of days. So I think you should hold, because you might need those next summer. I just wouldn't pull a trigger, and I appreciate the call, Steven. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I just don't see the process is in a different place this trade deadline and, you know, this upcoming off season after what, for me right now, it was like a off season for the Sixers. But I don't see how trading for something at that juncture of the year for something big like that would be some. And again, 6 months from now, a whole lot of things could change and be different. But in my opinion, right now, that's just not the direction I see that they will go. I also would say one of those guys that was traded, meaning Justin Anderson or TLC, would not have made the roster had they not made a move anyhow because they had too many people. So in that sense, it's good that they were able to do that three-way deal and at least get what they think is a player that can help them immediately in Mike Muscala. I will say that more times than not in these last couple of years, it feels like some of the moves they have made have been where the value of the guy they once had pretty good value, whether it's an Okafor or a Nerlens Noel, or now in this case an Anderson or a guy like TLC who was thought to be some part of their future. It seems like they had to sell low, and there hasn't been one of them. Maybe you would say the selling high was Michael Carter Williams, but it cut because it got you the Lakers pick that appeared top five. I don't think that's what it ended up. I think when they eventually got it, it was 12, which didn't belong to them at that point anyhow. Maybe that was the best of giving up for the same equal value. But the rest of them, there's a lot of them that have come where you had to sell low, and that's kind of a bummer. But if it's where you are and you like what you have in the moment, then that's good news, I guess. All right, we go to the phones and are joined by Matt in Pottstown. Matt, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes on a rainy day.
Yeah, hey. I want to talk to DeMar DeRozan for a second, but before I get to there, I just want to ask, when the opportunity was there, did the Sixers make any type of legitimate push to get Wayne Ellington? And if they didn't, do you hear any reasons why they wouldn't want to get a guy like Wayne Ellington when he was available? I mean, I'm just curious on that. I've been wondering that for a while.
You know, I only very early on did I hear Wayne's name come up, maybe once. And then it never happened again. So my honest answer to you would be, I did not.
No, I was just curious. Cause to me, I mean, not only just because we played the Heat, you know, we were able to see some things.
And he's a local kid.
Local kid. He seemed like the perfect fit for what we need off the wing.
And he had a good
right age.
And he had a good year last year.
Had a good year, the right age, the right price. I just thought, you know, things were lined up better. And we had already, you know, we knew Ilyasova was going to go out and Bellinelli. So it just seemed like a smooth transitional fit to me. I was just curious as to, you know, why that never really came into anything. But, you know, it's unfortunate.
The one thing I will say, Matt, in terms of Ellington and what they ended up going after this year, I felt like they were more looking for bigger, as in stretch four guys. Like the Wilson Chandler and also Mike Muscala. He's even bigger, to be honest. He's 6'11", but he can play the four. I feel like they were looking more to that, and they feel pretty good about their perimeter defense. That's just my best guess on what they're where they are with that right now.
I mean, that's probably a good assessment too. I mean, that's probably a good assessment. With the whole DeMar DeRozan thing, you know, not a real big fan of DeMar DeRozan, didn't think there's a lot there in certain aspects. But I think some of this stuff got a little twisted out of proportion when he talks about the loyalty. Like, I agree, it is a two-way street. There's no doubt. He realizes it's a business, I believe. But I think that stems more from everything that I've read and what I understand is that he was being fed an entirely different narrative that you're not going anywhere, you're staying here. So I think when you're fed that and you get that comfortability and you get that relaxed feeling of like, hey, I'm wanted, I'm needed, I'm going to be a part of this, and then that gets yanked out from under you, I think that's more the loyalty aspect than the idea of, you know, it's a two-way street kind of thing. I think he gets that. I think it's that, you know, he got sucker punched out of left field kind of a thing more than anything else.
Well, there's one, and I wasn't in the room, so obviously the dialogue is really only two people know what was said there. But the one thing I will say, I understand that there is a part on management's part that needs to make sure that people know they're wanted and we love what you do. And that conversation probably took place. And that is right. where what DeMar needed. That being said, does not mean if a deal comes across your table that you cannot address it and say, and I think Masai Ujiri said it best, I can't keep doing the same thing, staying in the same place. And so a deal finally came. I bet you originally when he had that conversation, this is just me trying to think if I were a fly on the wall. I bet originally Kawhi was offered to him without Danny Green for DeMar. And then he says, look, I'm not doing that. And tells DeMar, I'm not doing this. And then they come and they throw in Danny Green. Now I got to revisit this. It's a whole different ball game.
Right. It changes the whole aspect. And like you said, not being in the room, then I wonder when if there was that conversation and you're told, like, hey, you're staying, we like, you know, whatever. But then when that better deal does come down the pike, you know, I don't know, maybe there's a softer way that you can let me, who knows if he wasn't told, it just happened, like, you know, again, not being part of those conversations.
Like the Mo Cheeks, that happened to Mo Cheeks.
Yes, was it just dropped on you, or did somebody actually give him a call and say, like, hey, we got a deal that it's so beneficial for the franchise, we can't turn it away.
Yeah.
You know, it changes the whole conversation. Maybe it goes down a little smoother. You know, I don't know. It just seems to me like there was definitely a sour grape taste in his comment.
Sure. And I will say this, Matt, one last thought for you. It's in this day and age, because of social media and because it's really hard to keep something quiet until the moment, because that team, until it's done through the league office, is not allowed to tell the guy. Unfortunately, it can still leak out and he can find out about it. And there really is not one nice way to do that. So that's a little unfortunate. But thank you for the phone call, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. We are giving away Fan Fest tickets here on 97.5. So if you have a great thought, if you have a good Twitter, like I said to you, it's the 9th anniversary of D-Line being on Twitter, which I thought was 9 years either felt really short. And in some aspects, I can't even remember what I did before Twitter was available in terms of being able to get information the way that we do, especially sports information. And it comes so quickly, which ties right into what Matt was saying about people learning that they're traded, or, you know, being able to kind of voice their opinion in a moment where then maybe you would have waited a little until your emotions were in check. But all of that has changed because we do have the ability to use social media, whether it's for the good or the bad. How do you use it? Are you one who likes to have conversations? Are you one who likes to kind of get in people's nerves? You know, is that fun for you? That's not fun for me, but I do enjoy engaging with people who have good questions and want to talk about the same sports that I enjoy. So 610-632-0975. I am D. Lynam with you until 7 p.m. tonight. The Phillies game has been canceled for today. It will be rescheduled for a split admission doubleheader tomorrow. So if you had tickets for tonight's game, they are good for the 6:05 game tomorrow. And the early game has been pushed back to a 12:05 start. Pushback, is that the right way? It's 12:05. I know that. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest. Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the
hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the and we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
After a spectacular HBO debut this past May, undefeated champion Jaime Munguia returns to defend his junior middleweight title against Liam Smith on HBO Boxing After Dark. But first, Alberto Explosivo Machado defends his super featherweight title against Rafael Mensa, live Saturday, July 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Then, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel profiles Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay, who in 2017 became the youngest head coach in modern NFL history and led the Rams to their first playoff berth since 2004. Tuesday, July 24th at 10 p.m. Plus, it's a night of light heavyweight title show downs on HBO World Championship Boxing as two-time world champion Sergey Crusher Kovalev defends his belt against undefeated Elator Storm Alvarez and undefeated Dmitry Bivol defends his title against Isaac Chalumba live Saturday, August 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Hello, sports fans. Ron Jaworski here to talk about my friends at KDI Office Technology. When it comes to office equipment, my businesses need the best. That's why we use KDI Office Technology. From solutions to service, KDI is second to none. They're local, dependable, and have been servicing the Philadelphia area for over 28 years. KDI is the experienced and responsive team my businesses count on. KDI is also the official and exclusive office technology provider for the Phillies, Flyers, Union, Soul, and 97.5 The Fanatic. And that speaks volumes. Our office equipment needs to handle demanding print volume with no downtime. KDI Office Technology keeps us running at peak performance, and I'm confident they'll keep your business operating 24/7 as well. Contact KDI Office Technology today for a free technology assessment. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Just visit www.kdi-inc.com and click on my picture, of course. That's kdi-inc.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores, only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C, Coolers.com. Arctic Coolers, overbuilt, not overpriced.
Whether you're a teen learning to drive or a seasoned pro, we can all use some feedback from time to time. And with DriveWise from Allstate, you'll have it. Real-time feedback plus driving tips sent right to your phone. So download the Allstate app, activate DriveWise, and get on the road to safer driving.
Talk to a Philadelphia area Allstate agent today to find out how DriveWise can save you up to 20% on car insurance. DriveWise insurance feature is optional. Savings based on driving behavior subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, smartphone required.
Are you in good hands?
Join Dietz and Watson along with communities across the nation for National Night Out Tuesday, August 7th. Thousands of communities across the United States join together to host neighborhood events like block parties, festivals, parades, and cookouts that bring together our police and communities to make our neighborhoods a safer, more caring place to live. Dietz and Watson Premium Meats and Cheeses support the communities where their products are sold. For info on National Night Out, contact your local police department or visit nationalnightout.org.
Audible is making summer a little bit sweeter for Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can join for just $4.95 a month for your first 3 months and enjoy the stories you love outdoors. Use the Audible app and take Tom Clancy's Line of Sight to the pool. Or hit the beach with David Baldacci's Fallen. You'll get 1 credit a month good for any audiobook. Exchange any you don't like. Summer is the perfect time for this Prime member offer. Get it now at audible.com/prime.
The car is packed and ready to go.
Dad, what's that red light up on the dash?
Don't ruin your family road trip by not servicing your car. Go to your local Meineke for a free engine scan. Exhaust, brakes, tires. Meineke, America's choice for auto repair.
Sports talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm along with you until 7 p.m. when Andrew takes over. We're talking a little about, well, first of all, the Phillies rained out. So Pivetta will actually pitch the early game tomorrow, and Velasquez, who was supposed to pitch this evening, will then pitch in the 6:05, which is the rescheduled game for the rainout this evening. I did mention how the Phillies have the best home record in the National League, the second best overall record, and a half-game lead on the Braves in the division. So just the thoughts on where the second half will go, how it will play out, and how interested are you in actually going down and seeing it in person? Maybe beginning with the Dodgers series, which is Monday. It begins on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that, and then the Eagles have training camp, which begins in 5 days, and that there is a feeling, it's a real good, true good feeling, being Super Bowl defending champs and not a whole lot wrong or anything that needs to be fixed. I know everybody wants to know about how Carson Wentz's, you know, rehab or when he will be full tilt. I think it will be slower as opposed to, you know, throw anybody like him right in there. But it all seems good. And if it's boring, will that bother you throughout training camp? Boring can be just fine. No controversies, no problems, and just people doing their jobs and getting ready for September 6th and then beginning the push to repeat and play for another Super Bowl next winter. So would that be okay with you if everything is just copacetic and there aren't any real pressing storylines when training camp begins for the Eagles in 5 days? And golf. At the British Open, Tiger Woods had 6 birdies and a really critical par on 18 to shoot a 66. He's 4 back of the leaders, who are 9 under. The leaders include Jordan Spieth, the defending champ, Kevin Kisner. I'm missing one, I'm sure. But anyhow, just, you know, when you see a guy like Tiger, who was so dominant in his sport for so long and then has really had, you know, has fallen back for these last, this is his first time shooting in the 60s in a major since 2011 when he did so in the Masters. That's 7 years of playing golf. And do you pull for him now at this point, or do you like how the young guys have kind of moved into the forefront of the sport, and there's always one of them at least in contention, like a Spieth, who's going for his 4th major at the age of 25. And there was a time that everybody kind of feared Tiger. If he had the lead, it was like, forget about it going into the final round. And now he's around you. It used to be so intimidating, but I don't think these young guys are intimidated as guys in the past once were, when Tiger was in his 30s and was dominant. And people, I think, just were, you know, they looked at him and saw nothing but he will win. I don't think that is the case with these guys. And when I listen to Tiger talk post-game or post-playing, post-round, he always kind of refers to, you know, those guys, somebody's going to have put up a minus 10 today, which didn't happen. It was minus 9. But those guys, as he's referring to the young group of the Spieths and the Fowlers and those guys who are all actually staying in 2 homes over near Canoosti. I know I should know what town that is, but 2 homes side by side. A couple of fiancés are there. Their trainers are there. And it's really just they go to work, do their jobs, compete against each other, and then go home and do what they have to do in this like kind of little neighborhood setting while they're trying to win this particular major. So I love big events like this. Last weekend it was the World Cup Championship as well as Wimbledon Finals. And then this week you come back with the Open Championship, and there was such an amazing golf played in large part to good weather at Canoosti today, and it allowed 9 players to shoot, you know, in the 60s, which is very, very unusual for that course and something that has not happened often there. So, and then, of course, we had a couple people calling about the Sixers and you know, possible trades, the DeMar DeRozan, anything that happened in terms of the NBA this past week. Maybe you liked it, maybe you didn't. They picked up Mike Muscala. They traded away Justin Anderson and Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot in a 3-way deal that included Carmelo Anthony, who will be bought out by the Atlanta Hawks. So anyhow, a little NBA chatter before the Eagles take over for the rest of the summer and then some in 5 days when training camp starts. Open line 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And also Twitter or any kind of social media, Instagram. How do you use it? Who do you follow? Do you read? And how has it changed? How informed you are about any given topic that you're really, really interested in? And I ask only because I've been on Twitter now for 9 years. It reminded me today. And I realize that it has greatly impacted. I read a lot more about a lot of other sports. I get a perspective from other cities because you can. Especially when it comes to trades and acquisitions with sports, because you can see it always one-sided if you're always just in your town and you would pick up your local paper. But the ability, and then this is like not just from a national perspective where you have the ESPNs and the Yahoos, but you can actually get local perspectives from people who write in other cities that maybe your sports team does business with and see how they're viewing a trade or a free agency acquisition or anything that has happened. And it just has made it a much broader perspective of how we take in sports and how knowledgeable we can be about them. We go to the phone lines and I join Steven from Virginia Beach. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man, what's up?
How are you? Are you really in Virginia Beach? That's a long ways away.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it is. I'm originally born and raised in Philly. I just moved down here for farm life in September.
Nice.
Me and my wife and my children, big time. Like, we get to go to the beach every other day. Not to rub it in. I mean, we do have the Jersey Shore up there, but my culture. I love Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you because I don't think I've ever been to Virginia Beach, but how far from, say, Hampton or Newport News, would Virginia Beach be?
Half hour.
Oh, okay.
Way.
So I could have gone there when I used to go down and try to cover one Allen Iverson.
Exactly. Not only that, we have some of the best United States Navy and military down here, and just really thanks to all the all the military that serve us.
Yes, thank you indeed.
Yep. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is just, I'm not very happy with our city and our sports culture right now. Maybe I'm a little spoiled because I got to enjoy a Super Bowl parade on my birthday.
Nice.
However, we just had two chances to get a top five player in basketball and in baseball.
Yep.
And we didn't get either one because we're worried about prospects. We're worried about playing it careful. People say about the Sixers, we don't build a championship team overnight. 5 years isn't overnight. We're going into our fifth year of this.
Actually,
and,
sixth.
Do you understand what I mean then?
Yes.
The Raptors will give up their all-star, and we won't give up a draft pick. Now, of all the guys we drafted, how many of them have turned out to anything besides Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? What do we get for Okafor or Noel? Or, they're so afraid of Markelle Fultz being exposed, they won't even play him in summer league. Jordan Bell won a championship for the Golden State Warriors, and guess what he was doing in his second year? Playing in summer league, developing more.
Yep.
I'm just really sick of this process. I was on board. Enough is enough. Stop messing with me and my money. I used to be a season ticket holder. If I didn't move, I would still be a season ticket holder. As far as the Phillies go, we got to win now. I mean, I understand this rebuild is ahead of schedule, but if you have a chance to get Manny Machado, get him. The last thing I'll say if I have a moment is we are not L.A. We are not New York. We are not those teams. We don't have fanfare and great weather to offer. So you know what we have to sell? We have to sell the biggest commodity that Philadelphia has, and that's the people. When we wanted Jim Thome, you know what we did? We got
here.
And we showed him. Yeah, we showed. It wasn't just money. We showed him the people.
Yep.
If you would have gotten Kawhi Leonard here and showed him that we are love in this city, it wouldn't have mattered. I'm pretty sure he would have resigned. And if he didn't, the other players would have came because at least they would have said they're serious about winning. Instead, our front office is a laughing stock, and I'm sick of it. We got to get it together.
All right, Jerry, I appreciate it. Enjoy Virginia Beach. I'll have to check it out sometime. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I will say this. I wonder if Jerry would be content in the offseason if Manny Machado does, in fact, when the Phillies are able to, offer him money that maybe nobody else will. If he chooses that, maybe you will be okay with that. And the other thing I will say is we assume that there was something that either of those teams, the Spurs with the Sixers or the Orioles with the Phillies, something that the teams, our local teams, offered that they wanted, or they wanted something that they were unwilling to give up. What if, in fact, the Orioles just liked better what the Dodgers had in mind? And what if, in fact, because there is not an all-star on the Sixers team, with the exception of Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons is one in the making, I will absolutely agree with that. But they didn't have an all-star to offer, and DeMar DeRozan is a four-time all-star. So, and he has 3 years left on that deal. And the last one, I think, is a player's option. But, you know, they may have come with the greater amount and something that those guys see as more equivalent. So that's all I will say about that. Dave and Jerry, please sit tight. I'm coming right back. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. We are less than a week away from Eagles training camp. Keep it on The Fanatic as we get you ready for football with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Powell, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB1999-39. Call for details.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Friends of the Crown, the King and Queen are heading out on a royal getaway to their summer castle, and a few of our lucky common folk will get to join them. Will there be jousting, feasting, and chests of ice-cold Bud Light? The King saith there shall be, otherwise someone spending their summer in the pit of misery. Do enter for thy chance to win a royal getaway. Enjoy responsibly. 2018 AB Bud Light via St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over, and 7/27/18. See official rules at BudLight.com for entry, prizes, and details. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C. Coolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
My horoscope tells me good things are in my future.
Ah, but can it predict a mystery coupon?
I'm gonna need a new wardrobe.
That's not a mystery. Hurry into JCPenney for a chance at a 30, 40, or 50% off coupon.
Come in early Thursday through Sunday to peel and reveal your coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 7/19 to 7/22. Giveaway available in stores only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Final take purchases excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store for details.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with card, select Walgreens brand health and wellness products or buy one, get one 50% off through July 28th. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. That's ShopArmin.com. Closer than you think.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods and Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Linem, along with you till 7 o'clock this evening. It's raining out there. Phillies have been canceled until tomorrow. So if you were planning on going down, you can hold on to that ticket and go tomorrow at 6:05. And then the scheduled Sunday game is going to be played now at 12:05. And this is against the Padres. Phillies took the first one 11-5 last night. And continue to make their postseason push, starting off the second half strong, if you will. 31-16 at home. And I'm going to go right back to the phone line because Jerry's been patient and waiting. Jerry, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Big fan of yours. Want to talk about a little bit about the Sixers and the NBA.
Sure.
The first thing with the Kawhi Leonard thing. From the Sixers' perspective, it was very difficult to go out and try to give up like a Dario when you have a guy who is a top three talent, but you don't know how committed he is to actually playing basketball. So for the Sixers not trading for Leonard, I was fine with it because it wasn't worth giving up potential prospects and like a guy like Dario for a guy who isn't necessarily going to want to play or necessarily going to resign. My only issue is, what are the Sixers going to do next offseason? And I think the NBA has a big issue with players that want to play. I'm not saying, obviously, Philadelphia's not a small market, but it seems like there's only about six or seven markets in the NBA, unlike other sports, where you can go for agency-wise unless they're grossly overpaid.
Well, I hear you. It is one of the beauties for the players that they bargain for to be able to have that freedom after 7 years to have these choices to go. And I would agree with you that there has been movement over the years. Obviously, LeBron, when he and Chris Bosh decided to join D-Wade, was the big one. How you get around it, I think people also want to win. So if you have, you have to hope that, and you're right, Philadelphia is not a small market. I mean, it's the fourth biggest TV market there is. It should not be that reason. But in past, people wanted to come to a New York City, obviously. The Lakers, Miami became appealing because of the weather and, you know, South Beach. So I think that's part of it, and I don't know that I would want it in the hands of the league to change it, because the movement, it kind of, there's an ebb and flow to it. I mean, I think there was a time Chicago. San Antonio, I mean, that's a much smaller market than Philadelphia, and they did it for, you know, they had five championships, and each time they acquired somebody in an off season that filled the shoes of somebody that was leaving or, you know, had retired.
Well, they were pretty much good with that, but it wasn't necessarily, they were filling guys like Pau Gasol didn't necessarily have, like, or like bench guys. I mean, the Sixers really need, their biggest need last year was they needed a guy at the end of games who can create his own shot. And that was the biggest issue between why they didn't win all those Boston games. So when the game was on the line, they didn't have anyone who they can go to. As great as Ben Simmons is, I mean, he's not a guy who can really create his own shot at this point.
It changed drastically because it was often in a half court setting as opposed to being able to get a bucket in the open floor.
The point guard, where I think he's a very good point guard, obviously, but the problem is when you go to playoff basketball, it becomes a half court game, and
very much
not necessarily a half court point guard. So, do you see them? Like, who do you see them really being able to sign in the off season?
Well, I mean, I think you and I both know. Then you can say that the names on there, Kevin Durant and a Klay Thompson, they are free agents, but they're, in my opinion, they're not leaving where they are. As long as the Golden State is willing to continue to pay money the way they do, and that group wants to stay together, and they're going into a new building, so money will be generated to be able to keep those guys. They won't be the long-time deals like a Steph Curry got. I think KD continues to do what he does now, and that's those 1 years that he just keeps rolling it over. So those are names. A Jimmy Butler, does that appeal to you at that point? You can throw your name in. It won't probably matter, but it does not change the fact Kawhi will be a free agent, and maybe something changes. Maybe something changes out in L.A. that it's not the same kind of appealing. Maybe whatever the Sixers are able to accomplish makes the Sixers more appealing next offseason. So those are the possibilities. But you put yourself in the right position to have cap space to be able to add. Now you must realize or look at the situation and say, are we appealing to people in this league? And if we are not, why are we not? And do some examining within to then try to rectify that. Because you need a third star. Go ahead.
I agree with that. He's not young like he used to be. A guy like Kevin Love, I actually think he'd be I think Dario could potentially become him. He needs to improve, like, his range best 3-point shooting wise. But, like, a guy like Kevin Love who would be, like, a stretch four, I think if you're going to use your guards the way you are, I actually think he'd be a very good fit.
So if you added Kevin Love, you send Dario as your backup stretch four?
I think yes. Or there's times where Kevin Love could potentially play a little bit of a center role.
Yeah, sure, the five, a little more small.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, he's very good at using his size down low. So I actually think he'd be a very, very good fit for this team right now as it's constructed. I mean, I love Dario. I think Dario is great. Like, I don't think people value Dario as much because I think he's got a lot of potential. With him, obviously, and Embiid and Simmons, that's why when people are talking about trading him, I think he's a good core glue guy that championship teams kind of have.
Sure. So. I think he is, and I appreciate the call, Jerry.
Thanks
for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I agree, but I don't think that you would know this as much as me. Kawhi Leonard is a serious different caliber of player than a Dario Saric. And if I had to give one up to have the other, if you needed the reassurance of next year, okay, I get it. You don't have that. You probably wouldn't, but you would put your eggs in a basket that what you accomplished in the upcoming year would certainly be a factor in that decision-making if, in fact, the winning matters. And I think for a lot of guys, like the top five players in this league, winning should matter. And maybe you could change an opinion. I think part of it is because Quiet is a soft-spoken guy who's been on a winner. And then until this injury happened and the fallout, so to speak, with San Antonio, there was nothing ever poorly said about the kid before that. But I just think that it was worth a chance of being able to go somewhere this year. go somewhere this year in the East and try to challenge. But if the organization didn't think they were ready for that, then I understand why they didn't do it. I will say the competition for free agents is far greater with teams, more teams having cap space next year, and they will battle you for paying people or overpaying people who are free agents. And so it's not just what do you want and you go after it and go get it. It didn't work this year, and more people have money for next season. Dave and Steele, I'm coming right back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore.
Turn it up.
Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom! We're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Introducing new packages with more choice and faster speeds, like this great offer. Now through August 8th, get started with internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Do you have diabetes? Millions of Americans do. And what they don't know is that even if you have diabetes, you can get up to $500,000 of quality life insurance from top-rated companies with no medical exam at great rates. That's right, no medical exam. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. It's FastLife, the revolutionary new way to buy life insurance. It's quick, easy, and fast. And there's no medical exam. Call FastLife today, 1-800-254-9567. 254-9567 or visit us online at fastlife.life. No matter what your health or wealth, protecting the people you love is important. And for millions of people with diabetes, it's the number one reason for purchasing life insurance. Call now 1-800-254-9567 or visit fastlife.life for your free no obligation quote. Call FastLife 1-800-254-9567 or visit us online at fastlife.life.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty. You'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures. New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano, Tropicana Atlantic City, the ultimate East Coast hotspot this summer. Check out the all-new Chelsea Towers, Chelsea 5 Gastropub. Enjoy dinner with panoramic oceanfront views. Cool off poolside at Cabana 5 Bar and Pool Deck with specialty drinks, small bites. Stop by Whiskey 5 Bar for an extensive whiskey list and a round of pool with your buddies. Don't miss Tropicana's free summer fireworks series every Saturday night, 10 o'clock, now through September the 8th. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prompt, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Joe Cordell. I'm here to talk to you about an unpleasant but an important subject, and that's the subject of divorce. If you're in a good marriage, or even a marriage that's not so good, but that can be saved, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. Now I want to speak to the guys that are still listening. Odds are you're like a lot of guys. You've worked hard to get ahead. You have a nice home, some savings, a solid retirement plan, and children that you love more than life itself. Yet despite your thoughtful game plan, you're now facing a divorce that you can't avoid. That's where we come in. Cordell & Cordell makes it its business to focus on representing men in your situation. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The Golf Association of Philadelphia's 11th Annual Brewer Cup, presented by Callaway Golf, took place last week at Old York Road Country Club. In the senior division, it was Overbrook's Ray Thompson winning his third Brewer Cup, completing the senior slam, beating six-time senior player of the year Chip Lutz. In the super senior division, no surprises there, as five-time player of the year Don Donatoni from White Manor won his fifth Brewer Cup in 6 years. Respective qualifying medalists were recent Warner Cup champ Glenn Smeraglio with a 68 and Robin McCool with a 70. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rose.
It all comes down to that one moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Your favorite players, the top 70 in the world, will compete in the BMW Championship as the PGA Tour playoffs come to Arana Mint Golf Club, September 2018.
Jason Day is on top of the world.
Don't miss your shots.
Zach Johnson, your BMW champion.
Exclusive ticket packages are now available. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Dee Lynam, chatting with you until 7 p.m. this evening. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Murray Kia. Hurry into Murray Kia in Conshohocken for America's Best Value Summer Event. And we've been talking a little about a lot of things, actually, because it's that week in the summer when NBA is slowing down, baseball, second half has started, but a lot of the movement is already happened, like Machado going to the Dodgers. So it's that time of year, if you will. 610-632-0975. I am going to go to Steele, who wants to chat some golf. Steele, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Miss D?
Yes, sir.
What a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You're a sweetheart. Welcome to the 97.5 Fanatic family.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm actually calling from Scotland. And
I saw that. I didn't know if that was real, and I said to myself, Carnoustie is actually the name of the town?
Absolutely.
I did not know that. I should have known
yes.
that. Okay.
And you've got to forgive me. I mean, it's about 10 o'clock Scotland time.
No problem.
It was a long day, and there's been a little Loch Lomond going on with my buddies.
Got it. So are you over there watching the Open Championship?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, sure I am.
Now, because the weather has been kind, many of them were calling it Carnoustie today, but it's supposed to change. Can you feel the wind changing?
You know what? I wish I was a weatherman, because that's the only profession that you can be wrong, 90% of the time, and still have a job.
Sure,
it changes. It's been lovely. It's been absolutely gorgeous.
What? How do you like to watch? Do you follow somebody, or do you like to be at one hole and see everybody come through?
I'm a walker.
You're a walker. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I'm a walker, but it is so different than the States. Have you ever? I know you're a golfer. You play. Yeah. Have you ever been to the British Isles or Scotland or Ireland?
I have been to Scotland and Ireland. I did watch when Phil Mickelson 5 years ago won at Muirfield.
There you go. So you've teed it up.
What's that?
You've teed it up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, well, it's just probably on TV in the States, everybody watches it and it looks like a cow pasture.
Sure.
Because it's, because it's browned out.
Sure.
It's a bucket list, and that's what I'm doing.
All right, so Jordan Spieth, Kisner, and Shuffley all at -9, but do you have somebody in mind that you think will win this tomorrow in the final round?
I can guarantee it.
Who is it?
Say it. Spieth.
Spieth will win. He'll do the defending.
He's an amazing young man. I don't know. What is he? 24?
He's 25. He's
just,
yep.
Yeah. He's just, he's got IT.
He's got it. All right.
Yes, he does.
All right.
Yes, he does.
Then I read, if in fact he does, it'll be the first time ever that they have back-to-back winners at the U.S. Open and the Open for the first time that that's happened in the same year. Or, you know, well, back-to-back, whatever, however I phrase it.
You know, that information, Miss D?
Yes.
That's why I listen to you.
Well, Steele, thank you for calling in and sharing your time from abroad with us, and enjoy that final round, because I agree with you. Even when whatever it looks like on TV, and it is brown right now, I have been at one. And yes, I know. And it is a really, it's a real treat.
It's a treat, and people that play the game know it. But I'm actually blessed to be able to. I'm going to play Royal Liverpool tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
Which is also on the Rota. And it's like, you know, it's a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. All right, you enjoy your trip. I appreciate it,
Steele.
Thank
you.
Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How cool is that guy calling in from the British Open over there? Yeah, it's a similar thing that I did 5 years ago. I was able to go over there and I played some of the courses. My two big ones were St. Andrews and King's Barnes, which are both top 100 in the world. And then to be able to also see part of the British Open, which was the one where Phil Mickelson, they were talking about him because he came, if I have the numbers right, I think he came from five back to win. And that was the last time that Tiger was in contention, so to speak, in the Open Championship. And again, that was 5 years ago. So pretty cool. Guy calling from Carnoustie. I like it. We go back to the phones. And again, more phone lines are open. 610-632-0975. I'm D-Line. I'm with you until 7 o'clock. But Lou is with us right now from Richmond. Lou, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Listen, I go back to the 60s when the plush was really, really jumping. I mean, they play well. Favorite ball player was your father, Jimmy Lynam.
Oh, my. Meaning, did you play at the Palestra, or you would go to games at the Palestra?
Well, I was on the... One year, our high school team went there, and it was in 67. We beat Overbrook for the city championship.
Wow, 67. Help me out. Would that have been Wilt's time?
That's around Wilt's time. But this was the high school Catholic League against the public league. I played in the Catholic League.
Wow. Okay, what team for the Catholic League did you play in?
North Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to talk about your father. He was really a good basketball player. Billy Oates and Cliff Anderson. I remember those days.
That was a good team. That was a St. Joe's team.
They would have the double hitters.
Sure. Those were great days. Double headers, you threw the streamers.
Yeah.
The place was packed.
Yeah, that was exciting. Anyway, my mom I was going to school, and my mom would get on me because the games came on sometimes a little late for me. And she wanted me to go to sleep so I can go to school the next day. I was into that Palestra thing. You know what I mean?
Yes, I hear you. It's still a great building. And actually, I was fortunate to work the Ivy League tournament there this year. And it's a great venue still to watch basketball. That has not changed. It just changes that it's not done the same way that it once was.
Yeah, Penn had a great team.
Yes, sir.
I think a lot of the players are coming back, right, D?
For the Penn team?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys are coming back. But anyway, I'm moving on a little bit to the Sixers.
Okay.
I like for them to stay the way they are, get the team where they get to know each other more. I mean, this team is, in a couple of years could be really good without injuries. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that guard, Fultz,
yes.
Yeah, if he can play to his ability, they're going to have a great team. They're going to have three guys there, Simmons, Embiid, and Falk, and they're going to be tough to beat, plus Saric. And then the guys coming off the bench, and they're going to be tough to beat because, you know, their chemistry will be a lot better. The same with the Phillies. They're young. They'll be playing together for a couple of years, and I'm glad they didn't get Machado. I'm glad they didn't. Money, they're going to, prospects and all that, and you never know. They're doing good now. They're doing fine. They don't need Machado.
All right, Lou. Well, I like your optimism, and I hope that for you and the rest of the fans out there that in both cases that the staying together and keeping a young core moving forward produces a winner and eventually produces the championship that everybody wants. Thanks for calling, Lou. I appreciate it. On 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. I think Lou said he didn't need Machado. I think he means it's okay that they didn't get him, and he still is engaged in seeing the product that is out there right now. But I think you would welcome a Machado to your clubhouse any day of the week. Maybe not at too high of a price. All right, maybe that's the argument that he's making. But I think that there are two teams in this city with young cores, and in the Phillies and the Sixers. But there is a time. Now, the Phillies are a little lucky because they're ahead of the rebuilding schedule. And the Sixers have hit a point where I would say they delivered this past year on finally delivering the part of the process that was supposed to have made the years prior to that worth going through. And that they did deliver with 52 wins. But now what? Now what? What is the next step? How do you do it? When does it happen? And in the meantime, are you okay just the way it is? Is that good enough? There are teams around you that are making changes and making moves and are living in the here and now, which would be a Toronto. The Toronto Raptors most definitely, in making the move for Kawhi Leonard, feel like they've been upgraded. And, you know, they trade an all-star for an all-star. I thought it was interesting. I saw a guy, it wasn't even an article. It was literally like a report card. And it was Kawhi versus DeMar and playmaking skills. DeMar got an A, and I forget, Kawhi was down low. But like on defensively, the guy gave DeMar an F. I don't think he can give the guy an F. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. Is he really that poor? Anyhow, so that is obviously NBA elsewhere talk. The Sixers, in the meantime, have moved some guys and added a Mike Muscala. So their young core is still intact, and they have a couple of veteran guys. Not Mike Muscala. He's 26 years old, a five-year veteran in the league. But by and large, like the Phillies, it's a young group that you're trying to move forward with four basic guys that are still who you believe in to be the core group moving forward for however many years you want to say, in Dario, Embiid, Simmons, and Fultz. And then they have surrounded them with guys like Redick on a one-year deal. Good move. They've tied up Robert Covington. They did that last year. They have a Wilson Chandler expiring contract, Muscala. And then, you know, the draft picks that they added in Zaire Smith and Landry Shamet. So there's work being done. Is it enough? We'll see. And in the meantime, they're the Super Bowl champs who will go to training camp in 5 days. And clearly, most people would say that table is set for the foreseeable future as well, with a great group of young players and good contracts and good depth. So if you can stay injury free, that table has been set for more great runs at championships for the near future as well. We go to Travis in Laurel Springs. Travis, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you?
I'm doing well. About yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Welcome to the Fanatic family.
I appreciate
That's awesome that you're on here. It seems like a lot of people that you're getting on today is with the rainy weather, maybe took to the bottle. A little more than they probably should.
It is rainy and there's so little going on. I mean, I said to somebody, How do you fill your late July weekends when you can't be outside?
Well, you're finding out now.
Yes.
I wanted to call in and talk. First, I want to talk about the Sixers. I think that initially I was really disappointed and the moves that they made off season, and the moves that they weren't able to make off season. But I think I'm more or less, it's going to look so much better if we're able to reach that or to get over the hump or reach that plateau without these superstars. And who knows what can happen in free agency next season. You know what I mean? So I'm really anticipating the season, wanting to see what Ben is going to be able to do in his second full year and, you know, being able to re-sign Redick and so forth. Yeah, I think that we're going to be all right. I'm not worried at all, really. I'm not worried at all.
Really? It doesn't, I think there's a question. That's a good question that you have for yourself, and who will Ben be as a second year player? Who will Markelle Fultz be as really ultimately a first year player with minus 14 games? But they are two leaps of a little bit of faith. I think you know Ben can be at least what he was last year. You don't know that he will be any more interested in being a guy who shoots a jumper. And with Fultz, you know, what you thought you saw in the potential when you drafted him, you have no more knowledge of knowing if that translates to the NBA level other than having a Drew Hanlon tell you or Brett Brown try to tell you that he has seen progress and he thinks great things are going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I think there's been a lot of times that the organization over the last 5 years has told you great things are going to happen. And Embiid has delivered. Simmons has delivered. But an Okafor did not deliver. A Nerlens Noel did not deliver. You know, some of the lower tier guys developed some, but we're never going to break that rotation in the immediate future. And how many years is enough to invest?
Exactly. One quick question for you, and then, of course, I'll let you go because I know you got callers behind me. But one quick question. What do you feel that the Sixers need for sure to be an Eastern Conference Finals contender?
Well, I mean, a shooter to me is still necessary. I don't see that. And even if Markelle is able to be a contributor the way, you know, that we think he's a nice young player, I was never sold that his jumper was all that. So I think the number one thing they need is shooting. Can Wilson Chandler and Muscala provide that in coming off the bench? If they can, great. If Robert Covington could be more consistent with his shooting, great. I have no problem with J.J. Redick's jumper. I think he is more than reliable. And you know, the starters in Saric, he had good numbers last year. Embiid's the double-double that we know. Simmons, we know, flirts with the triple-double every night. But I think that what you will see, just like everybody is anxious to see how this group, having been together for a year, what they look like coming back this year with Ben as a second-year guy, Fultz hopefully healthy and able to play a full season, and Embiid now going with a basically, you know, 90 plus games under his belt at this point, 31 and 66, I guess, you know, who that group is now. But at the same time, I think you're opposition knows who you are also. And scouting becomes, they have no idea who Ben Simmons was going to be and who Ben playing with Embiid was going to be. So I think that they will need to be prepared for that. Teams will look and play them differently, just having had a year also to see them. So that's part of that picture. But I would say if you're asking, shooting. And did they bolster defensively their bench defense? Possibly. Obviously, Wilson Chandler, yes. Mescala, the way I understood the Mescala is that he's fairly mobile on the defensive end. So even if he's not a great, great defender, that he has good mobility for a 6'11 guy. And obviously he can stretch the floor. And one person put on Twitter, like, it'll be interesting to see at times if they play Mescala and Embiid together, and that would bring a certain toughness to that front court. I do not remember, but Mescala played his basketball, college basketball, at Bucknell. I didn't recall when he was there or how good those teams were. I know sometimes Bucknell has been in that NCAA tournament. I should go back and look and see. But he is known for, one, that, yes, he can stretch the floor, which obviously the Sixers like to do with that four position. I think that is one area that Dario continues to improve. I thought he was better at making shots as a stretch four this past year. And I think he's the kind of guy that just continues to better his game. And it's an all-around game that Dario most certainly has. So we continue to talk here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers is part of the chatter. It's a slow Saturday and a wet Saturday out there, as my last caller pointed out. We also were talking about the Open Championship, and there are three guys tied for the lead going into Sunday's round at -9, and that is Spieth, who is the defending champ, Kisner, and Xander Schauffele, all at -9. Tiger Woods in the hunt at -5. He is not alone. Rory McIlroy is also in the hunt. So the British Open, or as they call it, the Open Championship, that is what it is, taking place at Carnoustie in the final round will be tomorrow. Also, Phillies were rained out. The doubleheader will take place tomorrow. It's a separate admission doubleheader. The early game, which Nick Pivetta will be on the hill, is at 12:05. That's the originally scheduled Sunday game. So if you have tickets for that, that's where you're going, is now at 12:05, a little earlier. And then the second game, which was tonight's game, Velasquez will still be on the hill. He was supposed to pitch this evening, and that will take place at 6:05. And that will wrap up the series with the Padres before the Dodgers and Manny Machado come into town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk to Stan, we'll talk to Mike. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, the Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on the Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's so quiet around here now that Dave has gone back to college.
Yeah, I'm just glad he got a new iPhone when we bought ours at T-Mobile.
Definitely. Hey, let's check out his feed and see what he's up to. Oh, look, here's a photo of him in the library. Oh, he's so studious.
Yeah, and there he is in the quad hanging with his friends. See, he's doing fine.
Oh, look, David just posted a new video. Oh, That's not... That is David.
Yeah.
What is he... Is that safe? Can we still ground him?
No, but maybe we should unfollow him.
It's that time of year when kids head off to college. So join T-Mobile and keep the whole family in touch. Because now when you buy one iPhone 8 and trade in your old phone, you get an iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
If you cancel, remaining balance is due, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreements required. $29.17 a month times 24, total $700. 0% APR, allow 8 weeks.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
After a spectacular HBO debut this past May, undefeated champion Jaime Munguia returns to defend his junior middleweight title against Liam Smith on HBO Boxing After Dark. But first, Alberto Explosivo Machado defends his super featherweight title against Rafael Mensa, live Saturday, July 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Then, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel profiles Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay, who in 2017 became the youngest head coach in modern NFL history and led the Rams to their first playoff berth since 2004. Tuesday, July 24th at 10 p.m. Plus, it's a night of light heavyweight title show downs on HBO World Championship Boxing as two-time world champion Sergey Crusher Kovalev defends his belt against undefeated Later Storm Alvarez and undefeated Dimitri Bivol defends his title against Isaac Chalumba live Saturday, August 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain. In the you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it. I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
Something's on your mind.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
What was that?
It's the sound of your cravings.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
This isn't going to work on me.
The fiery flavor you can't stop thinking about.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. Welcome to Wendy's.
How did I get here?
Would you like to try our
spicy chicken sandwich? Apparently. Man, I really underestimated that craving.
Get your craving under control with a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's today.
Do it.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C. Coolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
Hi, it's John Ashdale, the car czar from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. All month long, make no payments until 2019, and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. ColonialHyundai.com.
Sports talk for Morristown and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm along with you until 7 o'clock, and then Andrew takes over after that. It's a rainy Saturday out there. Stay indoors, watch either some good sporting events, but there's not a whole lot on. Phillies have been rained out. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow. First game will be at 12:05, and then they'll clear it out, and the second game will be at 6:05 to wrap up the series with the Padres. I go back to the phone, and I talk to Stan in Broomall. Stan, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, you know, I just want you to get used to me calling in a lot. I'm going to be one of those regulars. You know, I usually talk to Devon a whole lot, and Eitan and Mike a few times, but
I'm glad you put me in the in your Rolodex.
Yep, exactly. You're gonna be right on that list. Once I hear you on there, I'm definitely dialing that number.
Thank you, Stan.
Yeah, no doubt. My thing is, you know, I'm really starting to become a little bit more high on Markelle Fultz going forward, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm not one of those live in the moment type of people. I try to think about what's gonna happen down the line, and I look back to even when he came back in the brief time that he was playing. I think he played like the last, 10 games or something like that?
Yes, because he played like that, right? 14 yeah. total, and a couple yeah. of them were in the beginning.
Exactly. And then he played, you know, a couple of playoff games. And I just look at what the guy can do as far as the way he carries himself on the court. He's such a smooth type of player. He's not really, he's low key explosive, because if you look at his, what he's doing like outside right now, he's doing a lot of crazy dunks and all that, but he has such a smoothness to his game that I feel like is going to be able to translate going forward next year. As long as that confidence is there for him, I think he's going to be fine. And I think he could develop into one of those 20-point per night scorers if the confidence and the mindset is there. I said this to you last night about how I feel like the Wilson Chandler signing was really underrated.
Underrated.
Valued.
Yep.
And I really feel like going forward, not only can he help out the team as far as being productive on the court, but if he does help himself out the way Bellinelli did, the way Ersan did, you could actually start to include him in possible trade scenarios that you may have to, you may be able to just move him in a lower tier piece instead of having to try to give up a guy like Šarić. Now, I wasn't too, you know, crazy about the move, trading Šarić for Kawhi Leonard and all that. To me, Kawhi Leonard is Kawhi Leonard. As long as it's not Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, I was cool with it. But if you can have bolster your squad with a Wilson Chandler and then, you know, possibly add in a Robert Covington in a trade scenario, that could help you. You could help your team out that way. As far as Robert Covington goes, my expectations for him is this. I need him to become more consistent. And I actually would like to see him in a 3-point shootout as far as he's becoming that type of a shooter that he's in these type of competitions.
I don't see him as that quick catch and shoot guy.
True. But what I'm saying
to me,
is
the best guys are that don't need to see it go into the hoop before you let the next one go.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But even if he's just in there, I'm just saying the fact that he's being recognized and being asked to come participate tell me that the Sixers are doing something well with 3-point shooting, because he'll have too many nights where he'll hit five. He'll be 5 for 8, 5 for 9, and then the next game he's 1 for 10.
Right?
Like,
no, he's definitely
that middle game.
He's been that though, like where you go the up and down, you know, roller coaster with him, like those kind of numbers for all of his years that he's been.
Exactly. Yes. And I just need more consistency, and I feel like if he's more consistent, if I were to, you know, 2019, and you hear Robert Covington is in the 3-point shootout, I'm not going to expect him to win it.
Right.
But at least that makes me feel like, okay, you know what? His consistency is, everything is there, because somebody put out a stat line about how he's second all time in 3-point shooting as far as in the season. And I'm like, you know, that's not, I mean, when you take a whole lot and you miss a whole lot, I mean, you're bound to make some.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I just need to be more consistent.
Stan, I actually believe that his consistency was going to come as a result of being able to share the floor with J.J. Redick, because I felt in the years prior to that,
he
was the only one. And in fact, he had stretches, like you point out the games, you know, you'd go 5 for 9 or 6 for 10, and then, you know, you disappear. So I thought the consistency would be a direct correlation to having another shooter on the floor with him. Now, let's hope that he realizes that that's necessary in his game, and he must figure it out, because it can't keep going the way it is.
No, it can't. And my thing is, I saw glimpses of him trying to become more not for like a playmaker, but I saw him trying to put the ball on the floor a few more times. And, you know, he's not a bad passer. He's actually pretty good, especially in them outlets, those outlet passes. But when I'm just looking at his game, I'm like, this is what we need from you right now, man. We need you because you made first team all defense. And I got to tell you, I really think he should have been on second because
I saw front court. Oh my God.
He should have been second. I feel like Embiid should have been first.
When I saw that, you say to yourself, with all due respect, the Embiid's rim protection and who they are defensively when he's on the floor
exactly.
is ridiculous.
Exactly. And yeah. I'm just looking at it and I'm just like, you guys voted it in and you have front court players. It's not going by small forwards and power. It's front court players.
It's funny that you say that. I'm curious. I don't know. I have been a person who in the past voted for some of those. I don't recall if you had to pick certain positions. I don't remember doing that.
But there you go. That's what I'm saying. That makes it even worse.
Yes.
Because once I found out he was on second team all defense, Joel Embiid, I knew he wasn't going to win defensive player of the year.
No.
I mean, you're not going to win defensive player of the year if you're only on second team all defense.
No.
And Robert Covington is first team all defense. And I'm like, yeah, he's a good perimeter defender. He's probably a lot better than a lot of guys. But sometimes it would just be glimpses. You saw in the Boston series, Jason Tatum was laying him up. Now, Jason Tatum, you know, we're thinking is going to become a star. But, you know, still, I need a little more consistency on both ends of the floor, but specifically on that shooting. If he can get that shooting where you really cannot leave him open, then we're good.
Stan, thank you so much for calling again. I appreciate it. I'll look forward to our next conversation as well.
Of course. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thanks to Stan calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Yes, I think there are a lot of people who only remember some of the down times of Robert Covington's time at the end of last year, specifically his defense or lack thereof in the postseason in that Celtics series, and then the times where his jumper just leaves him and you forget that he is a very capable three-point shooter. But we'll see. His time is definitely, he's no longer just new to the league. That is for sure. We go to Mike in Roxborough. Mike, thanks for being on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, D?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad that you're now a part of 97.5 because I consider you a true basketball person. And no disrespect, but besides you and Devon, I don't think that basketball is the main sport of a lot of your colleagues. But with that being said, I really respect the comment that you made about Markelle Fultz and the fact that you didn't believe that he was a great shooter anyway.
Well, and that's me.
I agree with you 100%.
In fairness, people will say, well, he shot 40% from three his 1 year at Washington. My only thing was when I saw his workout, he did not make a lot of shots, and I was more curious to go back and see film in college because that team, one, lost a lot of games, and two, a lot of the games were heavy, heavy blowouts, so that he's taking shots in games that have already been decided. I think that's different than, you know, seeing a stroke that you think is pure, and that's not what I particularly saw.
I think you're 100% right, and I'm even going to take it back a step further. I consider myself a basketball guy, and I followed him when he was at the Mesa before he even got to Washington.
Sure.
I've seen him play 15 times before he's even made it to Washington. Now, the thing was with him is he was a 6'4 guard,
right.
And initially he was billed as a shooting guard, but because he didn't grow anymore, they tried to turn him into a point guard. Because that's a lot more appealing, and you would know this, as a 6'4 point guard as compared to a 6'4 shooting guard.
When we have so many now that are 6'7, and so you're giving up.
There are a dime a dozen.
Correct.
Now, the thing is what made him, or what got him his name is, first of all, he went to DeMatha, which is
big name in its own right. Yep.
So he will get promoted a little more at DeMatha, but his strength was his mid-range game. He was a guy that when you scouted him or all the scouts, his strength was that he could get anywhere on the floor and that he was an efficient mid-range scorer. He was never billed as a three-point shooter.
Well, that's
something that kind of got put on him as he, you know, went to Washington, which to me, when they rated him as the number one guy, I kind of couldn't believe it, to be honest with you. I was never really impressed with a lot of his game. Like, I think he is, at best, an average athlete. I don't think he's explosive, and I don't think he's a great finisher. The one thing he's got going is he's got length.
He has length for sure, and I think people do like his handle and his kind of craftiness of how he operates in traffic.
I agree with that. I think he's kind of crafty, but I don't think he's very efficient at all, and I think he's more of a scorer, and I just think that he is not, will not be nearly as effective playing off the ball. So I don't really understand, and maybe you could shed some light. What could there down the road, even if he turns out, like, what is his role going to be on the Sixers? Are they going to make him a point guard, which he got drafted as technically like a point guard, or is he going to be a two guard?
Right.
What is he?
Mike, you bring up.
I would like to know.
I'm going to address that. I have to go to break. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll talk about Fultz and who will he be on this team on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the Fanatic app. It's free and it's easy to get. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Listen to your favorite Fanatic shows anytime. In the office, on the road, on the work site, anywhere.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Your radio is being transformed.
Download the app. Listen now, anywhere.
This is
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Introducing new packages with more choice and faster speeds, like this great offer. Now through August 8th, get started with internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-1843. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-1843. That's 1-800-700-1843. 1-800-700-1843.
Sabre Systems knows you want your business to run seamlessly and as fast and securely as possible for your customers. That's why Sabre has launched Sabre On Point to support business and organizations of all sizes. Sabre On Point specializes in cloud technology, cyber solutions, and data analytics to help you grow your business, reduce expenses, and most of all, keep it secure. Ask for a free consultation today at SabreOnPoint.com. That's SABRE OnPoint.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores, only available online at ArcticCoolers.com, R-T-I-C, Coolers.com, Arctic Coolers, overbuilt, not overpriced.
Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus team is the partner to call for all your professional flooring needs. Our job is to save you time and money on every project. With LL Pro Plus, you'll get flooring solutions designed for professionals, nationwide distribution, pro-exclusive offers, business line of credit, and more. LL Pro Plus, we're pros helping pros. No job is too large or too small. So put the flooring experts on your team, and let's get started. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or LumberLiquidators.com today.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with card, select Walgreens brand health and wellness products are buy one, get one 50% off through July 28th.
Thank
Exclusions
you.
Apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. That's ShopArmin.com. Closer than you think.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Register on site for a chance to win an Arctic Cooler. That's RTIC Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced. And make sure you visit the Hooters girls at Hooters Bikini Beach. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm along with you on this Saturday evening. I'll be with you till 7 p.m. Some Sixers talk leading into that last break, and I told my friend Mike from Roxborough that I would answer some of his questions to the best I could about, and his biggest concern, what will the role of Markelle Fultz be moving forward? Because Mike's point was that much of Markelle Fultz's strength is a mid-range game, and in fact, one stat would say or point to that being true, in that the 14 games that he did play last year with the 76ers, he attempted all of one three-point shot. And it's fine. You can develop a three-point shot if, in fact, your jumper is okay and does not have the yips. But if you have two guys that you are trying to develop a jump shot with, which in this case be Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz, then it becomes a little more difficult to how do you play them, who has the ball in their hands when, and how do you play off of each other. In the beginning of Fultz's career, which is at the end of last year, playing them together was not ideal, and so Fultz would come in as a backup to Ben. He did shoot 40% from the floor in his 14 games. He did not shoot well at the foul line. He only shot 48% at the foul line and only got there for 21 attempts in 14 games. I'd like to see one of these guys become, that was one of the great things about Iverson, is that he could attack defenses and he got to the rim. Harden gets to the rim and gets to the line. That one of these guys needs to be that guy, but you have to have confidence in making free throws in doing that. And with that number, and then Simmons being a below 70% free throw shooter as well, that is not the case. Lines are open, 610-632-0975. So what will the role of Markelle Fultz be? I guess my answer is it's one in the making and one still to be determined. And the first part of deciding or figuring out who that is he coming into training camp with the ability to be on the floor and not worry about being able to shoot the ball. And as long as that's the case, then you start to figure out who is he best suited to be on the floor with and how, and divvying up who has the ball in their hands. Do you post Ben more on the block as a four and let, you know, Markelle have the ball and kind of run the show for parts of the time when he's on the floor? So we shall see. I would say it is definitely a creation, a work in progress. I do want to go back to an earlier thing because I mentioned, and then Tyler, the good Tyler, taking the calls and answering them for us, he got me some numbers on Mike Muscala because I said, oh, wow, he had played at Bucknell. I didn't really remember anything about his college career. But in 2013 and 2011, so I did that in reverse order, but he was the Patriot League Player of the Year. First team All-Patriot League in 2010, 11, and 13. And in 2013, he was also the Defensive Player of the Year in the Patriot League. He's the first Patriot League player ever to win Player of the Year and Patriot Tournament MVP twice. And he is Bucknell's all-time leading scorer. I can see it now. I think they should have like a Bucknell night at a Sixers game. And people come, they could either, you know, we call it a college night or something. Those are some big time Patriot numbers from Mike Muscala back in the day at Bucknell. So the fact that he was Defensive Player of the Year, and I know it's the Patriot League, but when you do that, you're competing against a lot of people. And to win that says to me, one, you are definitely interested in playing defense. I told you I had read an article earlier that in addition to his ability to stretch the full floor and make a three-pointer, that he was mobile. His mobility defensively pretty good. And so now to back it up with who he was as a college player would certainly say that. And the fact that he can play both the center position and power forward is a plus as well. So good stats from Tyler on Mike Muscala, who came as part of that three-person trade that saw Justin Anderson go to Atlanta and TLC, Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot, end up in OKC. And by the way, I just saw where Atlanta has come to terms with Alex Len, and that's good news for one Rashawn Holmes, because Alex Len was a backup, or one of the centers actually in Phoenix. DeAndre Ayton will be that main guy now, but maybe that opens the way. Len was a free agent, opens the way, and Rashawn Holmes will maybe get some true consistent backup minutes with another team, and his career maybe will take off and be something that was not able to happen for him here in Philadelphia. I go back to the phones. I'm joined by Jeff in Horsham. Jeff, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I was listening. I advised the 76ers over the last couple of years, and one of the things I did stress a couple of years back was, regarding, the old format with the previous GM, how they were deliberately losing games, key games, in order to get draft picks. Persons like Robert Covington, having been surrounded in that environment, consequently, you know, he wanted to win games, as did other players. But, you know, when you go through a situation like that, you develop bad habits. And consequently, he's inconsistent. It's more psychological, really, than anything. Because, again, he was bred under the influence of a GM that wanted to lose games to get good draft picks. So consequently, the result is, you know, he's not that kind of player that he could have been had he gone to a better team.
Well, I think most people would say his development, I mean, coming to the Sixers out of the G League is to being an NBA starter and a first team, all defensive team guy, that even through tough times that he still developed his game and that the organization as a whole invested in him and that has paid off.
It has in certain contexts, but there are games when he doesn't give his best, and sometimes he may even not even want to, you know, really give his best in the sense of trying to help the team win. I can't go into detail with that classified information, but it's something that the team is cognizant of. Regarding Markel Fultz, I was not in agreement to that, them picking them, but that was my, you know, I had a voice. However, they went against it. And the reason why I opted to request not drafting him is because the fact that, yeah, he's a very good player. He's got raw talent. However, he's the type of guy who's his own player. He's not a team player, or he's not team-oriented. So he plays for himself. And, you know, that can work in certain systems, but with the system the Sixers have in place, that doesn't really kick in. And so, therefore, he's not going to really be a major factor because he's more about himself.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I have to get to a break. We'll address some of those things on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Will Carson Wentz be ready to open the season? Can Doug Peterson have another stellar year calling the offense? Eagles training camp is less than a week away, and we're getting you ready for the season with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, it's so quiet around here now that Dave has gone back to college.
Yeah, I'm just glad he got a new iPhone when we bought ours at T-Mobile.
Definitely. Hey, let's check out his feed and see what he's up to. Oh, look, here's a photo of him in the library. Oh, he's so studious.
Yeah, and there he is in the quad hanging with his friends. See, he's doing fine.
Oh, look, David just posted a new video. Oh, that's not... That is David.
Yeah?
What is he... Is that safe? Can we still ground him?
No, but maybe we should unfollow him.
It's that time of year when kids head off to college. So join T-Mobile and keep the whole family in touch. Because now when you buy one iPhone 8 and trade in your old phone, you get an iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
If you cancel, remaining balance is due, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreements required. $29.17 a month times 24, total $700. 0% APR, allow 8 weeks.
Dealer doc fee of $114 not included. 0% financing offer on approved credit includes all 2018 Corollas, Priuses, RAV4s, and Siennas. Finance for 60 monthly payments of $16.16 for each $1,000 borrowed. Offer expires 7/31/18.
If you're worried about getting burned this July, you don't know Jack. Dell Toyota is lowering prices as the temperature rises. It's time to beat the heat this summer. Get out of your swim trunks and into a new Toyota today. Dell Toyota is continuing its quest to be the number one truck destination on the East Coast and has been selling and servicing trucks and SUVs for over 40 years. Plus, with the Dell Toyota Vehicle Exchange Program, get out of your old car and into a new Toyota for the same payment as you are paying now, or maybe even less. 0% financing and no money down. Available every day at Dell Toyota. Dell Toyota is located 8 minutes west of Exton on Route 30 in Thorndale. Visit them online at DellToyota.com. If you're afraid you're going to pay too much for your next car, you don't know Jack. Si habla español.
Jack, sell them for less.
Do you have diabetes? Millions of Americans do. And what they don't know is that even if you have diabetes, you can get up to $500,000 of quality life insurance from top-rated companies with no medical exam at great rates. That's right, no medical exam. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. It's Fast Life, the revolutionary new way to buy life insurance. It's quick, easy, and fast. And there's no medical exam. Call Fast Life today, 1-800-254-9567. 254-9567 or visit us online at fastlife.life. No matter what your health or wealth, protecting the people you love is important. And for millions of people with diabetes, it's the number one reason for purchasing life insurance. Call now 1-800-254-9567 or visit fastlife.life for your free, no obligation quote. Call FastLife 1-800-254-9567 or visit us online at fastlife.life.
1-800-GOT-JUNK ads have happy music
because we're happy to crawl through your attic
and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere.
All you have to do is point. We drive clean, shiny trucks
and wear snappy, happy uniforms
because we're proud of what we do.
We're the original
and world's largest
full-service junk removal company.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
My horoscope tells me good things are in my future.
Oh, but can it predict a mystery coupon?
I'm gonna need a new wardrobe.
That's not a mystery. Hurry into JCPenney for a chance at a 30, 40, or 50% off coupon.
Come in early Thursday through Sunday to peel and review your coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 7/19 to 7/22. Giveaway available in stores only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Final take purchases excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. ArcticCoolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty. You'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures. New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Linem with you to the top of the hour. And as we move into the final hour, we go back. And then I started off by trying to share some golf, watching the Open Championship, and it was a heck of a day. A lot of guys able to put up some good scores because the weather was just that good. Jordan Spieth with an opportunity to defend his title and have his fourth major at the young age of 25. Tiger Woods put up a 66, his first time shooting in the 60s in a major since 2011 at the Masters. It should be interesting tomorrow when they do play the final round, because I just looked at the weather and they're supposed to have 25 mile an hour winds, something that has not been the case through the first three rounds of the tournament. So I'll be getting up early to watch that coverage. So if you have any thoughts about that, if you're interested in seeing Tiger make a push, make people uncomfortable, come back and do what he used to do so regularly, I'd love to hear from you. I remind you, the Phillies were canceled this evening due to rain, and that will make for a doubleheader on Sunday. The normal Sunday game will have Pivetta on the hill, and that is now going to be played at 12:05. And then Velasquez, who was supposed to pitch this evening, will pitch at 6:05 to wrap up that series with the Padres. And are you interested in the second half of going down there and seeing a team with the best home record in the National League, 31-16, second best overall record in their league? The Eagles open training camp in 5 days. Is there a pressing storyline for you? Or are you okay with the fact that training camp might just be business as usual for this group, which is good business, if not boring? And because of that, you know, do you care? Because they're in such a great position to get back to the Super Bowl and defend their championship. And finally, I had where Twitter, like Twitter and Instagram stories. How much do you depend on that now? I say this because Twitter reminded me this morning that I have been on Twitter for 9 years. I've never gotten that kind of info from them. Facebook does it all the time. But I don't remember where I really, what I did. I guess I bought a lot of newspapers and I was on the internet a lot. But now I just click on a lot of Twitter feeds that have little bit lines so that you can read and see what's happening. I do know there's a lot more video than used to be. And, you know, how has it changed how informed you are about sports and from different perspectives? And do you like that? And who do you like to go to for your information on social media? So I'll go back to the phone lines. By the way, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'm joined by Calvin in West Philly. Calvin, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you tonight?
How you doing, dude? Thanks for having me. I'm kind of worried about this. I'm looking at the Sixers roster. I looked at other teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yes.
Specifically the Boston Celtics and other teams, playoff teams. And I'm looking at the Sixers roster. I don't see any of these young, small forwards. Are they coming small forwards? I see Wilson Chandler. He's, what, 31?
Yes.
He's in the last year of his contract. I see Robert Covington, maybe 28 years old. And then after that, they have no small forwards. People want to try to say Zion Smith can play a position. No, he can't. He's like, what, 6'3", 6'4", 195 pounds? Right. You can get away with that in college, but not in the pros. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown will eat them for lunch all day. So I want to know, since Brett Brown is his guru of developing young talent, why is it so hard for Brett Brown, D? Maybe you can explain it to me. Why is it so hard for him to develop small forwards? Because I don't see any. I don't see any young up-and-coming small forwards in the Sixers roster at all. And that's a worry to me.
Well, first of all, I would say that one of the philosophies with them is that they see perimeter guys. So as opposed to, you know, J.J. Redick's the two guard, Covington's the small forward, the way they look at it as an organization right now, and maybe this will change in the future, is they see perimeter guys and really on a given night, who do I match them up defensively with the opposition? So I think he would be less concerned like that. And they do want to make Zaire into a small forward, a guy who at that size,
6'4", 200.
I know. Well, first of all, you know he can.
In today's NBA.
You know he can put on weight. He's 19 years old, so that that can come. But I don't think he's going to be anything more than 6'4". So I do. I would worry size wise, but I would imagine that that's part of small ball. And I was saying to one caller earlier that I thought in this off season that they were more interested, like a Wilson Chandler, stretch four, a Muscala who's a backup center and a stretch four. They were more interested in finding that because I don't think they felt they had a strong enough that I think the people undersell what Ilyasova did. And in taking charges, you can say he's not a great defender, but there are things that he does on the defensive end that are really worthy. But I think the loss had them concerned. So,
okay,
yes.
So that means, okay, if Wilson Chandler is more of a stretch four, then who is the primary backup to Robert Covington?
The primary backup right now for Robert Covington would be, well,
I don't see anyone.
Well, I'll tell you what will end up happening, that you will do some kind of combination of, like, when Fultz is in there. Yeah, you're right. There's not an obvious. Dario would slide to do play some three. That's what will happen.
And he's kind of slow of foot. To guard these lightning quick threes, or you go
with a lineup that maybe has a JJ Redick out there with a Fultz, and you know whether you want to say it's Ben or TJ McConnell that's smaller, but you do like the length of a Markelle Fultz. I'd take my chances there.
Okay. Well, all right.
But I agree with you. There are some concerns there. You bring up a really good point, and I would agree with you that I don't see Zaire Smith being in that rotation at that position this year. Right. Obviously, a guy like a TLC, that's supposed to be somebody, but you just shipped him off. So,
let me ask you one last question.
Sure.
Danny Bolden, because, in the past, they say he was like a small forward. Can he play small forward? And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, Calvin. I appreciate it. Jonah Bolden, that's a good one. I don't picture him like that, but I guess in Summer League that was the case. And he is in the mix for at least the next 2 years, signed the 4-year deal for $7 million, but the final two are not guaranteed. I was thinking of Jonah again as that stretch four guy, but maybe that is a small forward that they envision for him position wise. I think they are definitely an organization, Calvin, that doesn't mind trying to get a guy to play a different position than what he has either come up in college with, or in Jonah's case, having played a little bit of college at UCLA, but then over at Maccabi Tel Aviv. I think they think more in terms of, can you defend? How can you help me in terms of shooting? And then have these two studs that they have in their center position in Joel Embiid and then in Ben Simmons running the show. So I think that it is more and more positionless basketball. And I don't think they're alone in that. I do think the NBA has kind of moved away from traditional plays or the way people play, even with the way that Korkmaz, that's the other one name I couldn't think of, that could play on the perimeter and certainly was a three for them in Summer League. So Korkmaz could be another one. But I would agree with you that it's thin backing up Robert Covington. Absolutely. We go to Dominic in Philadelphia. Dominic, thank you for joining 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing well also. Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. The today's NBA, there's not like, oh, you're a small forward, you're supposed to be this height, this weight. It's positionless basketball.
Yep.
It's a matter of just finding whatever matchups work for you.
Correct.
And that's why you have guys like the Celtics. You have a team like the Celtics who are drafting these guys that are just athletic, long, and developing them. And I think the Sixers and most of the NBA, that's what it is. So to say, well, he's too light to be this, or he's too, you know, his wingspan isn't this, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't mean you have to be a certain height and weight to be a position. It's not the old days, like you power forward. It's wings and bigs. It's just a different game. And I think that to get focused on that and to get nervous that, oh my God, this guy doesn't have a backup, it's not the case. It's
right. Like, and for instance, Dominic, like, I'm looking just to, because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anybody, but they do list Jonah Bolden as a small forward. Now, I know he played as a stretch four where he was coming from. They list Dario Saric as a small forward. Well, I know he's a stretch four on this team. So I think you can't just look, as you're pointing out, at the quote, what his height is and say that's the position he plays. Because otherwise, Ben Simmons would be your four and wouldn't be your point guard. So
exactly.
Yes.
And he defends five. He could, well, not five. He could defend four positions, maybe even a smaller big, a five. But he could just realistically defend four positions on the court. So
I mean, absolutely. And I think it becomes more of how do you do your rotations, and that even that is not traditional anymore. It used to be where at the 6-minute mark you would put in three guys and, you know, get rest of those. Now you don't do that. You think of like taking one guy out, like Embiid sometimes would come out earlier so that you could have a different matchup towards the end of at the end of a quarter.
Constantly, it's a constant chess match.
Correct.
As opposed, where you're always trying to find the different matchups.
I totally agree. And that's not to say that even like Mike Muscala could play the center position. True, we know that. But so could Dario go to the five, and now you go for real small ball.
Exactly. We'll be our death lineup, you know.
Yes.
The other thing is, the guy who called a few callers ago had me absolutely perplexed, and that's why I had to call in to say that Robert Covington's inconsistencies have to do with with them losing is the most absurd thing in the world, because you have a guy like him as well as TJ McConnell, who are basically borderline NBA players at best, who are now, for the most part, NBA players and are young and getting better. So his inconsistencies. And that's why I like Brett Brown. Through all that losing, through all that slop that was put on the court, the guy did teach guys. And, you know, those guys that were put on the court where we know, obviously, where it puts air for us to lose. So for him to develop those two guys, I think is a great admiration towards his coaching ability and his staff's ability.
I agree with you, Dominic, because we could point to guys that maybe didn't develop as fast as you'd like. That's the topic of conversation with Justin Anderson and Timothée Luau-Cabarrot. But they both, well, they'll have a chance to continue their careers in their respective cities moving forward and may be able to show people that they did develop here. Jeremy Grant had an opportunity and continues to play in this league, who played during the losing times. Nerlens Noel, maybe we had higher hopes for him, but he continues to have a job in the league. His is a little different because he was a lottery pick. KJ McDaniels is still around. He's hovering, but these are second round picks that didn't come to be these great pieces that were part of this, bigger picture that wins 50 games. But I do think the development was good enough to at least keep them with a chance to play in the NBA.
Absolutely. And that's why when I look at a guy like Okafor, where I'll be honest, when we drafted him, I mean, that year, he was the consensus number one for the longest time. And I honestly thought, because I think his offensive game was so good, but defense is more of just a mindset and a hustle, where I really thought out of any of these guys that, sort of flopped, and I think it's all part of the process, is you're giving yourself as many lottery tickets as possible, hoping that you hit the jackpot.
They hit it twice.
That Okafor, I thought, was going to be something. Like, I was completely wrong, and I'm still baffled that the guy can't really get a job. Like, it blows my mind. I thought that he'd be better, so I was dead wrong on that. And that's why, with the whole, in hindsight, you say, oh, we could have had Porzingis, but I mean, I knew nothing about Porzingis, but I thought Okafor was going to be a player, so I was dead wrong on that.
Dominic, we like people like you. Thank you for calling 97.5 the Fanatic. Not like, I like people who would admit that, I saw something in this talent and it didn't pan out. I will say, I did just see Jahlil Okafor during the summer league. He was not playing, but I did stop and talk to him for a while, and I will pull for that kid. I think somehow, and I'd love to go back and look at footage of him at Duke, because the way they play defense masks his inability to be able to defend one-on-one. And I think you didn't see the person slow of foot that he is. But have it for a guy who can be so good at one end of the floor and struggle so mightily at that other end of the floor. I really don't know that I've ever seen such a situation. Just like somebody asked me, have you ever heard of somebody having the yips with their shot? I mean, sometimes it's the first that you encounter, whether it's the NBA or any other sport, and it happens. And hopefully you learn from it and you see if you could help a guy fix it. And in Jahlil's case, it's trying to be able to move his feet quicker and not get stuck. Like, you see him get stuck and then beat defensively. I go to Joe in Philly. Joe, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, G?
I'm doing well. How are you?
That's good. I'm good. So I heard some good news. I just want to make sure.
Let me hear.
Rashawn Holmes. So he got traded?
Rashawn Holmes went to the Phoenix Suns. He went yesterday. In a deal that really ends up just giving the Sixers money in return. I think it's $1 million cash considerations, they call it. So, yes. And then I don't know if you heard me say earlier, but because Alex Len was with them a year ago, he was a free agent, and he just signed with Atlanta. So it would open the door for a Rashawn to be a backup, I would assume, to Ayton. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I was a big Rashawn Holmes fan. And I didn't like the way he was not used here, and I was talking to the Vern a couple of days ago, hoping that he would get traded, and they did. So I'm happy.
They must have heard the organization must have heard you. Yeah, they must have heard you and say, let's help the guy out. Let's move him on.
Because I really think he's going to show the NBA a thing or two. I really do. I'm a believer. And Rashawn Holmes, he's going to say, this is what I could have been for Philly. And I didn't like the move, them letting Justin Anderson go. That was a big mistake. We need athletic players to match up against Boston. And he came in did a good job guarding D-Wade. And it makes no sense to me that they let this guy go. I think that's a big mistake by Brent Brown.
Well,
because he did. Mm-hmm.
In guarding Dwayne Wade, did you mean Justin Anderson?
Yeah. Spot. He was in there a little bit. And he, because Dwayne, you see, the thing I saw against Miami, they were bullying our guy. And they put him in, and he got with Dwayne Wade and stopped that nonsense, because Dwayne Wade's not the only one from the hood. Justin Anderson is from the hood, and I think that's a weak link on the Sixers. We need that guy. We need those Marquise Morris's on our team. You need that element, because they punched the Sixers in the mouth, so to speak. Boston did, and Miami did. We beat Miami, but you need that guy who's going to give a punch back in the middle of the game. And we don't have that guy. And I think we need that guy. And I question Brent Brown's philosophy. His offense philosophy, to me, it looks good during the regular season. And I think he's trying to manufacture the Golden State Warriors. We are not the Warriors.
No, nobody else is.
Right. Nobody else is the Warriors. And even though I hear the talk about positionless basketball, but when you come down to it, position basketball, the fundamentals of having a post-up game, getting layups, is what wins in the playoffs. That's what wins. And you look at a team like Golden State Warriors, their second unit is a big man and power forward. They have position basketball on their second unit. So they come with the physical basketball.
Right.
Entry.
Well, but the way that team is constructed, they can afford to have a different style coming off their bench, given what they have in their starting lineup. I agree with you there, Joe. Joe, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
I got one last point.
All right, go ahead.
I'm hanging up. The problem I have with the NBA is you get casualties like Jahlil Okafor. They should stop drafting these kids 1 year out of high school, and it's doing them a big disservice. These guys are not developed. They're half-baked pies coming out of high school, and we judge them like they have 4 years of college. And the 1 year when we had a chance to get a player who played 3 years from Villanova, they gave him away. And I'm really disappointed in that. And he's an outside shooter. He can put the ball on the floor, and he can defend, and he's been seen.
Meaning Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges. And I wish they would leave these kids alone. Let them play a couple years in college, because they're not men, they're children.
But Joe, you and I both know that's another two-way street. Those guys want to come out and try to get in the NBA and start making their money as young kids. It needs to be changed as a group, but I think it's going to go in the other direction. Right now they're having conversations to actually let them come straight out of high school. And
oh, no.
Yeah, but if you don't do it straight out of high school, then they're trying to make it where you must stay for X number of years in college. I'm going to bet that it ends up being, they'll probably want three, it'll probably end up being two, you know what I'm saying, before you're allowed to then come back. And I think what it also will do is that a number of those guys, if you're willing to like roll the dice, that you may spend time in the G League as opposed to being able to, you know, get your career going right away in the NBA. We shall see.
Okay, thank
all right.
you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. And just to follow up on Joe, because he brought up Jahlil Okafor, and this just came across my Twitter. I don't even know. Sporting News. Yes, that's who it is. That there are several teams in the Chinese Basketball Association interested in signing Okafor. And that's according to a gentleman from Sportando, Zhang Duo. Okafor may not have to go to China, as Sporting News reported earlier in the week, but he may. And the reports add that he remains hopeful, Jahlil does, he and his camp, that he will sign with a team to go to their training camp for this fall. So that's the latest on Jahlil Okafor and where his career has gone since being drafted number 3 overall by the Philadelphia 76ers the year after they had Embiid drafted. Interesting. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Back to you on the other side.
Home of the Philly sports fan, 97.5 The Fanatic. We are less than a week away from Eagles training camp. Keep it on the Fanatic as we get you ready for football with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yes, I was speeding.
You in a rush to get somewhere, sir?
Well, it is Hoagie Fest at Wawa.
It's Hoagie Fest?
This year they have $3 juniors, $4 shorties, $5 classics, and I'm sorry, I was just really hungry.
Follow me. I'll give you an escort.
This Hoagie Fest, it's all hoagies at Hoagielicious prices. $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics all Hoagie Fest long. It's the all-new Hoagie Fest, only at Wawa. It's hoagie season.
With over 100 fountain drink choices available at every Wawa, that means there are over 100 different ways to satisfy your thirst. And right now, you can grab a 32-ounce fountain drink for $1. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Nothing like the sound of the beach.
What is that?
For the first time ever, hot turkey is here at Hoagie Fest. Come on down to Wawa for a hot turkey. And of course, our famous gobbler, the all-new Hoagie Fest. It's hoagie season.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now. The exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-1843. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-1843. That's 1-800-700-1843. 1-800-700-1843.
You know, we work hard all week, and with the beautiful weather out there, the last thing we want to do is be worried about our to-do list. Well, I found the best way to get rid of that list and have more free time to enjoy the summer. Stop letting chores around the house get in your way. The Tackle app is here to help make your life easier. Get your house cleaned, handyman work done, junk hauled, yard work finished, furniture rearranged, TV hung, and hundreds of other chores checked off of your to-do list. I've been using the Tackle app to help with things around my house. I got a power wash last week, and we've been getting yard work done this week. It's so easy. With the Tackle app, someone will show up ready to work within an hour or two. And don't worry, Tackle takes care of all the background checks of people that are coming into your home, so you don't have to worry. There are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. Ready for someone to help make your life easier like I did? Download the Tackle app for free. Just go to the App Store and download Tackle. Don't miss out. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to conquer your to-do list. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L.
It all comes down to that one moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Your favorite players, the top 70 in the world, will compete in the BMW Championship as the PGA Tour playoffs come to Aronimink Golf Club, September 2018.
Jason Day is on top of the world.
Don't miss your shots.
Zach Johnson, your BMW champion.
Exclusive ticket packages are now available. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Friends of the Crown, summer is upon us. As many of you taketh off on weekend getaways to beaches, lakes, and moats across our most beautiful kingdom, His Royal Highness the King would like me to remind you to remind your servants, squires, and factotums to packeth the kingdom's most refreshing lighteth lager, Bud Light. That is all. Dilly dilly. Oh, and don't forget thy toothbrush. Enjoy responsibly. 2018 AB Bud Light via St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at shoparmin.com. That's shoparmin.com. Closer than you think.
Sports talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Dee Lynam, along with you, to the top of the hour when Andrew will take over. We've been talking about some Sixers news or just Sixers in general and roles of people on this team moving forward. Also, try to talk a little Eagles just in terms of the fact that training camp is coming up and starting 5 days from now and what you will be looking for. Is there any pressing news? I don't think you're going to know a whole lot more about Carson Wentz in the beginning part of training camp. And it will go, you know, status quo the way that it's supposed to go as he continues to come back from his injury and be as healthy and ready for the season, whenever that is, that that's right for the team and him. So other than that, it just seems like it's going to be business as usual, which was similar to their OTAs, and Doug Peterson seems to like the way his locker room is and who his guys are, and they're ready just to go about what they did a year ago, hopefully with fewer injuries and hoping to get back to represent again in the Super Bowl. So a little of that. The Phillies were rained out, so they will pick up their series with the Padres on Sunday with a separate admission doubleheader, 12:05, the early game, Pivetta on the hill for that, and then the replacement game or rained out game, whatever you want to call it, will be at 6:05, and Velasquez will be pitching in that one. Lines are open, 610-632-0975, and because those who know me a little bit know that I am a fan of golf, I did come in talking a little bit about the Open Championship because watching the play today, there was some unbelievable early out of the gate because the weather was just amazing. And so a number of guys shot really good rounds, including Tiger Woods, who shot a 66 and is 4 strokes back. First 60 round he has posted in a 60-round score in a major since 2011. So going back 7 years, that was in the Masters back then. Of his major wins, he has never come from behind, which just speaks to his dominance when he was winning all those championships. I think he has 15 in the books. Meanwhile, Jordan Spieth is one of the leaders, along with Kevin Kisner and Xander Schauffele. Anyhow, all three of them are at -9. Spieth trying to defend his title and pick up his 4th major. So that was of interest. I also wanted to know if people like a guy who once dominated, guy or woman, because Serena, I felt, was the underdog by feeling and wasn't supposed to get to Wimbledon's final. I mean, she just had a baby and hadn't played and, you know, making a comeback. Anyhow, do you pull for those former dominant players when they get in this kind of situation like Tiger will find himself on Sunday, 4 strokes back of the Open Championship at Canoustie. I go to Lance in Arizona. Lance, good to hear from you again. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, no problem, Dee.
So I was, when I called last night, like I hear people like, oh, they didn't do good this off season. They didn't do this. They just, the problem is Brett Brown shouldn't have said, we're going star hunting. Because I called you a couple weeks back and I said, if they get Kyle Korver, their second unit is better when they finish the season last year, right now, if they get Kyle Korver. 1-10 on their roster is completely better than what they started last year with, what they finished last year with. So if you're going to go to a season where they won 52 games in the first, until they got those buyout players, they were around the 500 team. You're the better team, and I would say arguably a weaker Eastern Conference, except for the Raptors got better for a year.
Well, you have to give Boston with Hayward and Kyrie coming back.
Besides those two teams,
right.
The rest of the Eastern Conference isn't exactly stacked.
No, absolutely not. So, I mean, I think all of them think they have made changes. For instance, Milwaukee thinks they have upgraded in a couple of positions on the floor, and they have the Greek Freak. And I think they really strongly feel that Budenholzer will make a difference on the sideline. And I happen to agree that coaching can be a difference, especially if you are trying to mold a direction of a group. And when he first went to Atlanta, he did a very similar thing. So I would put Milwaukee on the fringe.
Okay, so we have four teams. But the thing to me is, the 76ers team is better. It's not like they got worse. Assuming they get Kyle Korver, which by reports, it seems like it's just a matter of when.
Right.
So if they get Kyle Korver, my second unit consists of Kyle Korver, Markelle Fultz, Muscala, and I also have TJ McConnell. I have Wilson Chandler, who to me is a better bench player than anybody on the Sixers last year. He's not as good of a shooter, but all around game where he's able to switch on defense and play better defense than the two other guys, Bellinelli and Ilyasova, who were good players for the 76ers, but offensively geared, not all-around geared. You have a better bunch, and then your guys are going to get better just because you're year two or year three or year four. They're going to get better, some of those guys. So when I hear fans are like, oh, my God, this is a terrible offseason.
Well,
it's only terrible if you listen to Brett Brown
Exactly. I think that was part of it, that your expectations with success, the expectation of the fan who enjoyed the success and being told that they want to elevate that, that's the reason for disappointment. No other. I think it's absolutely fair to say they should be a 50-win team again. I don't know how many wins you add to that, because I know the East, as we just mentioned, of who you're competing, there are a number of teams at the bottom there. But, you know, then you play your West Coast teams, and I think there's some out there that have improved significantly. Now, fortunately, you only have to see them twice a year. But I'm not ready to say the Sixers are coming back as a 60-win team, are you?
No, I don't think they're a 60-win team, but I do think they can get to 52 wins again, and around 54, 55 is probably where I would put it, depending. Because I look at last year, their first half of the season, they were around 500 teams because they didn't have a good enough bench. Well, I think your bench is so much better.
Well, that's true. But
the Western Conference got better in some areas, but there's also some teams in the West that got weaker, and Jimmy Butler might get traded, so he might get weaker. We don't know where he's gone, but
there were two things that I think contributed to them being the little bell 500 at the trade deadline. I think it was 29-23. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, I think
it's right about that. But two things. One, they had an incredibly difficult schedule to start the year. And they were a team that had not played together. So I say that actually was a benefit, because they may not have won games just because they hadn't played together. Why not let it be against some of the tougher competition? So they had a very favorable schedule to finish the year. And the other thing I would say is that by and large, you didn't have to deal with injury for most of the year. I know people point out the stretch where Embiid had to sit out, but when he came back, he was no less for it. So I think those two things helped the situation.
I agree with you. I just think some of the reasons also the 76ers struggled at times last year was because I looked at their bench, and I think you look at their bench too and say they didn't have some of the guys that they needed to give that second unit a little bit of pop.
Right.
I think their second unit is much better this year than
but
it was last year.
But I would say, first of all, they're all kind of new, with the exception of McConnell. So it's new blood coming in there. But he won't, I know the way they do their rotations, it's never where you go, okay, all five guys are coming in. That's very rarely does that happen.
Oh, yeah.
But I like to know that there's like a go-to guy on my reserves. I don't see that yet. That's not there for me.
Oh, no, I'm totally under the assumption that if they get Korver, that's going to be your guy, your go-to scoring type of guy. I just think by the time the playoffs roll around, because I'm assuming somebody's also going to get bought out and they bring him in on a minimum two sometime in the season,
Okay. That
by the time you get to the playoffs, that second unit, they might not be able to beat Boston. I think Boston's a little bit better anyways. And maybe Toronto. I'm not sure how that Kawhi situation goes. They might not be. But I would say, I think they're going to wind up being more of a competition to Boston if they run into them than they were in that five-game series where, yeah, they had some close games, but they couldn't finish it.
Right. Well, hopefully you have learned. And, Lance, I got to go, but thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I always enjoy talking to you. He calls in from Arizona. He's a big Hoops fan, and he always has some interesting points. I understand what he's saying in terms of the bench, but that was definitely an issue for the Sixers the first half of last season, and it improved when they were able to pick up Ilyasova and Bellinelli. And by the way, they picked both of those up for nothing after the trade deadline. Say what you want. Both of those moves were very, very good by Brian Colangelo. And I think it was a two-way street because both of those guys knew they would come to the Sixers and get playing time to prove themselves in a contract year. And guess what? Bellinelli got a two-year deal worth $12 million with San Antonio, and Ilyasova got $21 million with the Milwaukee Bucks. So they came here, did what they needed to do, and they have moved on to greener pastures for their individual selves. We come back. I will get to you, T, in a moment. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hello.
Download and listen down the shore for Fanatic fun in the sun all summer long. The app is free and it's easy to get. Listen anywhere. Just go to the App Store or Google Play.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hey. Download the app now. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming this summer. Be there.
There's never been a better time to try our Sprint network. We have to find a way to tell everyone. Atlas is here to help.
Because now we have our new Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu and all the TV and movies you love, Tidal Premium, music streaming, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD. All on the network built for Unlimited at the best price.
Exactly. We need to shout this deal from the rooftops.
You got it.
Atlas, I didn't mean literally.
Sprint's new Unlimited Plus plan. Best deal ever.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you ring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan for Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit and $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-614-9651 now to get your free CD. Call 800-614-9651 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information. All free just for attending. call 800-614-9651. That's 800-614-9651. Call now.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. R-T-I-C. Coolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
Pocono Raceway is summertime. It's where the whole family can come for the day or camp out for the weekend. It's where fans can shake hands with the most famous drivers on earth. It's where tailgating is serious business. It's where first-timers hang out with old-timers, and the racing's always a little tricky. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Just bring it. Pocono style. The Gander Outdoors 400, July 27th to 29th. Get your NASCAR tickets today at PoconoRaceway.com.
Meineke is America's choice for auto repair, saving time and money. At Meineke, we include a free safety inspection with every service, including our specialty price $19.95 basic oil change. Trust Meineke to get you back on the road. Visit Meineke.com to find a Meineke center near you.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. This year, we'll be joined by the Sixers' Ben Simmons. Stay tuned for info on how you can meet Ben and get a pick with him. Brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you for another 15 minutes. So a lot of people been talking some Sixers with me. It's a rainy Saturday night. And, you know, Phillies were rained out. Training camp for the Eagles, still 5 days away. T from South Jersey has Sixers on his mind. T, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
My lady, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, just trying to beat this rain.
I hear ya.
Listen, you brought up an interesting question. You say, do you think the Sixers can win 60-plus games, the other kid that called in?
Correct.
And you disagreed, but I want to give you a little rebuttal on that.
Go ahead, T.
Remember last season, the beginning of the season, the Sixers blew about 12 games that they were up, plus 20. And that was the first year team. So you take this team, which is pretty much the same team prior to getting Ilyasova and Bellinelli. So now they have a second year with each other. Let's look at some of those 20-plus games that they blew, 20-plus leads that they blew in the first half of the season. And that boosts you over 60 wins.
Well, you can go that route if you'd like. The other part I will tell you. Actually, I'll ask you. Since 2000, how many teams in the NBA have won 60 games in a season? 18 years.
I'll say under 10.
No. Come on. It's 27, but it means that it's one a year. It's 1.5 every year.
There's two teams every year that physically have a shot to win over 60 games.
Yes, that flirt with it. Now, obviously, Golden State has done it a couple of times. in this recent stretch, and they'll be favored to do that again. Houston won 60 plus. I think it was 65 last year.
Didn't Toronto win 62 as well?
No, they won 59 last year.
59? Or yes. One short? Yes. So let's look at
60. I'm just saying, generally speaking, when you say 60 wins, now I would love to look and see what the Vegas odds were on Houston winning 65 last year, because I don't think I would have put that number. I know they had Chris Paul was added, but that's a pretty impressive run for that team in the Western Conference. So
yeah, that was special. Houston did last season was special, and I appreciate good basketball like that.
Sure.
But we got to, you know, I can't just not say, can't look, you know, I got to look at the schedule too when it comes out.
Sure.
And let's see how, you know, let's see how things match up. Because if they get hot, they get a week's, you know, first half of the season and, you know, they get hot early, you know, they could push. I'm not saying they're going to win 60 games. I'm just saying that there's an opportunity there if they get the same, you know, matchups that they had in some of those 20 plus leads that they blew, because that was brutal basketball that we watched every time they blew those leads. You know, so I don't know if Brett Brown is going to learn from that mistake that he made in each of those games.
I hear you. I know that is part of the formula that is making you have the rebuttal. But the other would be, I would venture to say that we do not see a 17-game win streak to finish the season. It was 16 to finish plus the first one in the playoffs. I don't think it doesn't happen that often. And I don't, if you're going to say how there were games that were blown early, there were also things that led to, and the presence of Ilyasova and Bellinelli.
Right. Picking them up on the second half and having a very, very weak schedule down the stretch.
Yes. So
I
will tell you, because just so you know what, I did look at there was an article that a simulator, you know, punched out a bunch of how many wins everybody would get. And the one for the Sixers had it at 54.
Well, hey, and I'm happy with that.
All right.
You know what?
We want T to be happy.
Last thing, with the Sixers coming back this season, though, they honestly, with that and that simulator having them at 54 wins,
yes,
that puts them in I would say at least the top three.
Actually in the East it is third. Toronto is first and the Celtics were second. I'm going to forget, and I don't have it in front of me in this moment, but Toronto was right around their number again of 59. I think it was slightly below, 58.7. And then Boston was something just slightly higher than the Sixers.
I like to touch base on that again as the season goes, because I think Toronto is actually going to be weaker than most people believe. I just don't see that working out for some reason. I've got a feeling.
Okay.
It's not going to work out up there. And then watch Indiana. Watch Indiana.
I would agree with you. They had. I would not have had them in the playoffs this past year, and that's a credit to that group. And Oladipo had a heck of a year. I would agree. Watch out for them. And they play, you know, a toughness kind of basketball.
Yes, they do. T, have a great day.
T, you do the same. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. And by the way, I want to remind everybody that Fanatic Fan Fest is coming up. It's going to be on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the only way in is to win tickets right here from the Fanatic. FanFest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. I'm sure you have heard, if you listen to this station, you should know, Ben Simmons is going to be at FanFest. So stay tuned for more information on how you can meet Ben or get a picture with Ben. That's brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. And what you can expect at Fan Fest, if you've never been, Bikini Beach is back. It's a beach oasis in the middle of Xfinity Live's parking lot being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. There will be a 40-foot rock wall, Spider Mountain and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces, Lamborghinis, and Ferraris will be on display from Image Lifestyle Exotic Rentals. And someone at FanFest is going to win a football trip to London provided by Big Game Travel. For more information about their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight, that's in September, visit biggametravel.com for all those details. And for who's going to be there, Sal Pal, Eric Carabell, Ron Jaworski, Tom McGinnis. The Jump Off will be performing on the main stage. And also, because we've been talking about how the defending Super Bowl champs, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek will also be in the house. That's all coming up at FanFest, which is August 25th at Xfinity Live. Coming up after me, it will be Andrew taking over, keeping you company on this Saturday night. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., 11 to 3. I will have the, we have a little bit going on tomorrow because the final round of the Open Championship, I'll be watching that. The Phillies have a doubleheader. We can watch some of that as we talk on the radio. We can talk about the Eagles. We can continue. If you want to keep talking about the NBA and the Sixers, that's good too. So that will be from 11 to 3 tomorrow. And again, tonight's Phillies game was canceled. So the normally scheduled Sunday game, which has Pivetta pitching, will be at 12:05 now. They had to push that back a little bit so there would be enough time for them to play a second game with different admission. So if you had a ticket for tonight's game, you can get down to the ballpark for a 6:05 start. And Velasquez will be on the hill for that. He was scheduled to start this evening. And then after that, it'll be the Dodgers series starting on Monday. It's been a fun Saturday night with you. Thank you for all of you who called in to share your thoughts and share some conversation. I had a blast. Enjoy Andrew coming up here after me on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great Saturday evening. I'm D. Lynam. Until tomorrow.